Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Israel and Iran have been exchanging fire, raising fears that the tenuous ceasefire could completely unravel. The BBC's Sebastian Usher is in Israel.
We were woken by an alert here in Jerusalem. An hour later, actually, when I was on air, we had another alarm, and we did hear overhead several booms of the interceptions. So far, Iran hasn't fired a large number of missiles, but the warning that was issued by the Revolutionary Guards that they might continue for a full 7 days might be pursued, and obviously that would be a big escalation, which there's no doubt that Israel will respond to even more than we've seen so far.
Anxious to make a deal that would end the hostilities, President Trump is urging both sides to hold their fire. Israel has been striking Iranian proxy Hezbollah in Lebanon, and Iran has been firing into Israel. The NYPD holding a suspect in a series of stabbings at New York's Penn Station last night, half dozen people injured. Security is being stepped up ahead of President Trump's planned visit to Madison Square Garden directly above Penn Station for tonight's Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Police in Toledo, Ohio, searching for suspects following a weekend mass shooting at a crowded street festival.
12 people were struck with bullets. That's what we have right now. Two of them critical. Processing the scene. We do have some evidence, and we're following up on some leads.
Toledo Deputy Police Chief Joe Hefferman. Magnitude 7.8 earthquake has rocked the southern Philippines, killing at least 19 people, more than 200 others injured. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures are down 73 points. NASDAQ futures up 186. The S&P futures ahead 22. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a health insurance alternative at half the cost. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. While insurance companies tell you when to join, what to pay, and where to go, CHM is different. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other Christians. You can enroll, switch programs, or leave at any time. Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's a world of difference. CHM has 4 flexible programs. You can pick any certified doctor, surgeon, or hospital that you want for eligible care. So make the switch. Take your paycheck back from health insurance this year. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Early problem at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Just spotted, just kind of checking around and ran across this. There's a wreck southbound at 895 at O'Donnell Street. Fire department is there. 2 vehicles in the left-hand lane. Looks like there might be a spill there as well. So right now, you're getting by, kind of squeezing by at the ramp lane at O'Donnell Street. So already a problem going back towards Pulaski Highway. The word's going to get out. We'll start to see overflow traffic heading over to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So already this morning, a problem there. Heads up, Baltimore County. The traffic light was reported completely out at Middle River Road, at Bird River Road. And we had a small incident that happened on the Capitol Beltway at the American Legion Bridge. It's already cleared, but you're a little bit slow coming down the hill and towards the Potomac as you're moving across from Georgia Avenue and through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A really nice day ahead of us with blue skies and sunshine and comfortable temperatures. Highs close to 80 degrees. Partly cloudy and pleasant tonight with lows in the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
66 degrees in White Marsh and 64 in Joppatown. At 6:04, I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A Baltimore County police officer is being treated at shock trauma after being shot in Pikesville Sunday morning. Police were called to a trail off of Milford Mill Road to investigate a report of a suspicious person and indecent exposure incident. When officers arrived, an armed man opened fire and police exchanged gunfire with the suspect. A police police officer, the suspect, and a bystander were injured and taken to hospitals. The officer is being treated at Shock Trauma. The suspect and bystander are expected to recover from their injuries. And one person is dead following a triple shooting in North Baltimore. Police were called to the 2700 block of West Cold Spring Lane shortly before 3 p.m. Sunday, where they found one of the victims suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. Officers and medics rendered aid, but the victim was pronounced dead at the scene. The other shooting victims turned up at a hospital for treatment, and their injuries are not life-threatening. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 785. The Pick 4, 1962. 6:05 on Casey & Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. Do you have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buying as is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
In Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, there was controversy yesterday in Canada between the Orioles and the Blue Jays.
Passes it up the middle, and the only play is to first in to score. Alonso is saying that Clement should be called out for going out of the baseline.
And Wagner with the call on Masson, the controversial no call by second base umpire Nick Lentz allowed Ernie Clement to avoid an inning-ending double play, and it opened the floodgates to complete a five-run sixth for Toronto as the O's lose the game and the series. 6-4 was the final. After the game, manager Albanez was asked what explanation he was given by the umpire.
Explanation was that the runner established a baseline outside of like his running path. So it's like similar to when a ground ball to first base, run on first base, and the guy's running the second base, and they veer off to kind of deflect the throw. So you have leeway there. And then also, umpire said Gunner's tag attempt wasn't a good enough attempt.
The loss drops the Birds to 31-35 on the season and back into fourth place in the American League East, still get 8 games out of first. An extremely chaotic French Open wrapped up yesterday with little star power, but still solid intrigue nonetheless. The world's number 3, Alexander Zverev, defeats Flavio Caboli in an epic 5-set match at Roland Garros Stadium to capture his first career Grand Slam title, walking away with $3.2 million. Coming up in 30 minutes, Saturday night in Vegas was a Stanley Cup classic. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCPM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engines!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is TC and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Brand new work week. Start of the school week as well. However many weeks of school remain. It's coming to an end, folks. For the summer, anyway. And, of course, today is Monday, June the 8th. I'm Sean Casey. Coming up on the program this morning, California Cheatin'. You heard the song California Dreamin'. This one's California Cheatin'. And everyone saw this coming, so why couldn't anybody stop it? Looks like Steve Hilton and Spencer Pratt will not make the runoff this fall. Gee, who predicted that? The president walks off a Meet the Press interview with Kristen Welker. We'll have got the audio of that. But our top story here today is the ongoing concern of crime in Baltimore County. And, of course, this is, you know, we've seen the Towson area been hit pretty hard, Essex, Middle River, and some cases, parts of Owings Mills, Pikesville, and now the latest, Milford Mill. We have a police officer, Baltimore County police officer, shot responding to a call on Milford Mill Road yesterday morning. Apparently, there was an individual about 9 o'clock in the morning. People called 911, said there was a suspicious person involving indecent exposure along a trail off of Milford Mill Road near Pikesville. A Baltimore police officer responded at the scene. An armed person fired at the officers, who then returned fire. One officer was struck, taken to shock trauma, where I understand he is now in stable condition. The suspect was shot. And a bystander was shot. Here is Baltimore County Police Chief Robert McCullough.
It's a Sunday morning. The last thing as a police officer we expected to be involved in a shooting on a Sunday morning. And unfortunately, this occurred.
Yeah, unfortunate indeed. Now, my first question is, was this an ambush? Did somebody do something to try to lure police officers in? Now, Baltimore County Police are saying they have no evidence at this point that it was an ambush, but there's still an ongoing investigation, and there was another bystander, innocent bystander, that was injured in the crossfire.
We don't know at this point whether the bystander was hit either by officer fire or the fire from the suspect this time.
The residents in that area, it's pretty quiet for the most part, but it's like rest of Baltimore County, encroaching crime, and again, there's a lot of questions here regarding the suspect's name. We'll get to that in just a second.
But I'm tired. We got to come together. We got to do something about this crime.
We certainly have to do something about this crime, and the way you do something about the crime is you change the leadership. You change the ideology of the people running the county. And right now, it's pretty much the Democrat Party has run the county. They're running the county into the ground, much like they've run the city into the ground. That's why this coming election is extremely important. And my question here is, why haven't we learned the suspect's name? The suspect has been shot. We understand the suspect is an adult male, not a juvenile. So why haven't we learned the suspect's name? And when I don't get a suspect's name, I immediately start thinking maybe because they don't want us to know that perhaps, I don't know for sure, but I'm floating it out there, maybe it was a criminal illegal alien that they don't want to release the name as of yet. And, of course, we know that's a lightning rod issue. That's a third rail issue for the Baltimore County executive's race between the Democrats, the Republicans, and the independents running in this one. So more on that, your calls and comments coming up in just a second. Are you concerned about increasing crime in Baltimore County? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Up next, the Towson University student who was shot and killed in an alleged road rage incident on Friday. Right now, let's get traffic and weather on the threes with the update on this Monday morning. Here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
Can't even get past 6 o'clock.
Nope.
We don't have a problem already here at the tunnel. Two vehicles involved, southbound at O'Donnell Street. They're blocking both the straight-through lanes. You're going by the accident scene on the ramp lane in a single lane, so we're backed up already back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. Probably will go back beyond Pulaski Highway before it's over. There was a spill in the roadway, and we had a medic in it there as well. So there's been a lot of activity right at the scene. And with all of that, it looks like they're going to have to be towed away. So that's going to take a while. So this backup is going to be there. Overflow traffic already. I looked at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's not bad, but it's going to start in the area around O'Donnell Street. So we have to be prepared But right now, at the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, when you clear the Erdman Avenue ramp, you'll need to be to as far right as you can to get through there. Baltimore County, at about 10 minutes to 6, said the traffic light was out at Middle River Road at Bird River Road, so be careful there on the east side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, sunny, a little cooler today, highs near 80. And tonight, upper 50s for the low, and we're back into the 90s by midweek or so. So a cooler start to the week. Right now, sunny 68 in Annapolis, 62 under sunny skies in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Uber has released the oddest things that passengers have left behind in Uber vehicles over the last 10 years.
Children?
Oh, dear.
Number one was a 75-gallon fish tank.
Oh.
Yeah. Who would leave a 75? Maybe they just didn't want it. That was their way of getting
rid
of it.
That's what they did with it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Apparently, Florida Uber drivers are reporting that wrappers for 3 meatball subs. But apparently that was Chuck's ride.
That was only from the airport the last time. There's no evidence of that.
You know, the World Cup starts this week. And that is not Chuck's cereal bowl. I just want to put that out there for everybody that they...
what I used to wear when I played football.
Which brand? That's okay.
President Trump will attend Game 3 of the NBA Finals in New York tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he's going to bring some ICE agents with him so they can report some of the Spurs.
Too happy about that.
Exactly. According to CBS, no remaining 60 Minutes correspondents will be leaving the show. Shucks. I really wanted Leslie Stahl out.
So do I. It's time.
And Barry Weiss also stressing that Scott Pelley will not be coming back. In fact, Andy Rooney has a better chance of coming back.
Yeah, for real.
Andy Rooney.
Than Scott Pelley. The Pentagon has cut the number of faiths that soldiers can choose from. The list of acceptable religious affiliations go from 200 down to just 31. All right? So, sorry, Pastafarians.
Yeah.
You'll no longer pray to the flying spaghetti monster. After comments from J.D. Vance about a murder in the U.K., British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has warned that the U.S. is meddling in British politics. Now you know how we felt in 1776.
For real.
You know? Go suck on a line there, buddy. Mysterious next-generation aircraft has been spotted flying near Area 51. Nobody is sure what it is, but one thing that we know it's not is Spirit Airlines.
We have to worry about that, yeah.
Taylor Swift's new song, I Knew It, I Knew You, for the movie Toy Story 5, has become the most streamed country song in a single day on Spotify, getting 9 million unfiltered streams. But I don't think it sounds too country-esque. I want to play it for a little bit, an excerpt for you. You tell me what it sounds like.
But love has ways of bringing things back to life. All you said was hi, and I remembered I loved you.
I think it sounds more R&B than it sounds country
it does,
to me.
Not even crossover. It almost sounds like
Britney Spears.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to end up like Britney Spears, that's for sure.
I know.
Yeah,
and
anyway.
Our favorite sheriff, Sheriff Grady Judd of Polk County, Florida.
My bad.
Responding recently to a report of a 79-year-old man who'd been accused of holding his manhood in front of people while watering his front yard.
It was sunny. And he was watering his grass with a hose in his right hand. And he had his crank in his left hand.
Crank.
He was arrested for indecent exposure. So.
Oh, I
Grady
guess
is
so.
The best.
Yeah, he
do a lot
is the
of
best.
Stuff with Grady.
Yeah, Grady's great. He really
he's a,
is.
He's a good guy.
There are a lot of good Florida sheriffs.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
And this guy didn't take any crap from anybody.
No, they really shouldn't. So, and many of them don't. And that's good. That's why it's much safer.
Years ago, if we have 20 seconds, there was a guy who fired at officers, ran away. They searched for him overnight. They found him the next morning. He stood up behind this whole thing of logs and stuff, raised his rifle, and 12 deputies took him out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
press conference, the parents said, why did they have to shoot him 60 times?
Well, I remember
the
that.
The judge said, because they ran out of ammunition.
Oh, what's that judge with here?
He said, we don't decide as an individual deputy who's going to shoot. Chuck, are you going to shoot? Judge Joe, are you going to shoot?
Right.
Everybody shot.
Right, exactly. That was a classic. I do remember that story. It's a good one. All right, thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. All right, 410-922-6680. Are you concerned about the growing crime problem in Baltimore County? And now we're seeing, again, look, it's Baltimore City's overall crime reduction is down, if you look at the numbers. And I know, you know, I guess comparatively, the crime isn't anywhere near what Baltimore City is, but there are some high-profile cases like we've seen. When you're shooting at police officers, that is a that's a problem. That shows overall no respect. Either you are completely insane, or there's obviously no respect for any kind of local authority. So we'll get to that. Coming up next, tragedy in Towson. Once again on Friday, a Towson University student shot and killed in an apparent road rage incident. We have reaction to that as well. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Dan Cox. As America celebrates 250 years of God-given freedom, we're reminded that Americans never give up, and neither should Maryland. Families are being crushed by higher taxes, fees, and electric bills, while politicians make our communities less safe. We cannot afford more of the same. As governor, I'll fight for your wallets and your values, support law enforcement, improve education, and put Maryland families first. I'm Dan Cox, the real Republican in this race. Just say no more. Vote Dan Cox for governor on June 23rd. Authority Dan Cox for Governor Nick Crock, CPA.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane. Treasure.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox, Karen Donahue, Treasurer.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
622, 22 minutes after the hour on this Monday morning. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Again, we're watching some police being shot, students being killed in road rage incidents. I don't know if you saw the video of that. It was at York Road, Towson Circle on Friday afternoon. The car had seven bullets in the side of the door, seven shots. And the student, who was later identified as Nasir Majid, died of his injuries in the hospital. So we'll get to that coming up in just a second. 623, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, Lug Nuts Johnson.
I've been a little bit of a change here with this wreck at 895 southbound at O'Donnell Street on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway. They reopened the right lane. Now the straight through lane, the left-hand lane is still blocked. The vehicle had some damage, was leaking a little bit of radiator fluid, whatever the case may be. We're backed up towards the Erdman Avenue ramp, so it's not out of sight, but it's still a problem for the single lane, and some of this traffic is trying to come by on the shoulder area of the ramp. So technically, we're getting two lanes by, but realistically, it's a one. But we'll go with that for a while, see how we do. There is some overflow traffic now on 95, not quite back beyond O'Donnell Street, but getting close. So already, we have some issues at both the tunnels. We'll see if we can recover getting this vehicle out of the left-hand lane in the next 15 to 20 minutes. Beltway looks good, very quiet on the JFX early, as you might expect, between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast sunshine today and a high of 80, so a little bit cooler start to the week, and then back up into the 90s by midweek. Right now we're looking at, it's a pretty nice morning, 65 and a little breezy in Ocean City, 67 in Severn, and you're listening to Casey and Company. You can join us here. Lines are open now, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680 if you care to comment on, are you concerned about the growing crime problem in Baltimore County? And look, in general, the entire metro area has got issues. There was another shooting in Anne Arundel County over the weekend. All sorts of problems in Baltimore City as well. But specifically, we have a police officer shot in Baltimore County. And then Baltimore County police say they're still searching for the suspect who shot and killed a 22-year-old undergraduate student at Towson University, right there at York Road, Towson Circle, early Friday afternoon. He's now been identified as 22-year-old Nasir Majid. Apparently, according to police, two vehicles, one driven by the suspect, the other driven by Majid, were traveling north along York Road when Majid's car came to a stop. Gunfire erupted. Officers say they found Majid suffering from several gunshot wounds, and then he later died. This is just very, very tragic, especially for the Towson University community. The Fraternal Order of Police President Doug Jess, he's Baltimore County FOP number 4, reacted on Saturday afternoon.
Blanket statements aren't going to cover it anymore. We need real community engagement between law enforcement and this community. Someone out there knows something about this incident.
And the interim Baltimore County executive, Kathy Klossmeyer, was on the scene. And I think this is part of the problem.
First of all, I would just like to say condolence to the families of the deceased. I would like to thank, I understand the fire department came as well as the police department came for their rapid response to this situation. And I want to assure the community and the county that we are doing everything we possibly can to make this investigation and get it underway. So thank you all very much.
Now, she might be a very nice woman. I don't know her personally, but I just think there's she's not all there. I mean, it's obvious to me that there are some issues there, and I think that we need to have. And people keep saying, well, "What do we need to do?" And of course, Fox 35 asked the Baltimore County executive candidates. I'm not going to go through their responses because they're pretty much a boilerplate and cookie cutter. From all you got Izzy Patoka and Julian Jones and Pat Young, and then you got Rob Daniels, the independent, and you have the Republicans, Pat Dyer and Kim Stansbury, all running for the Baltimore County executive spot. But I think, look, here's what we need in a nutshell. We need more cops. We need less Democrats in position of responsibility and leadership in Baltimore County. We need tougher judges, and we need tougher sentences. And I think when you get all those combined, then and only then are you going to see make a dent in the serious crime problem that we're now seeing in Baltimore County. Mark in Baltimore, what do you think?
Good morning, Sean and company. Oy vey, cashmere to the Orioles in a very poor, misumpired game yesterday afternoon. Oy vey. Here's the question, here's the point. The point is, the reason why the police is not identifying the suspect in that Milford Mill Trail incident yesterday, because I think also it's an illegal alien, and the problem is because they're not informing ICE. We here in the state of Maryland, ICE is not getting any cooperation at all working with local law enforcement. So unfortunately, that's why, because they don't want ICE appearing at the Baltimore County Police Station building in case it's an illegal alien or anything like that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I'm just trying to the other reason why they may not, name the suspect is they had a notify next of kin. Well, no, he survived, so he didn't die, so they wouldn't have to notify next of kin. So he's an adult male, as I understand it, and my sources have indicated, and so he should be identified. We should know the name of the suspect. Now, the bystander, again, I'm okay not knowing that name because, maybe the person could still be in jeopardy. But you're right, absolutely. This would be egg on the face of the Izzy Patokas and the Julian Joneses of the world that don't want to cooperate with ICE if it indeed was an illegal alien. We don't know for sure. We're waiting final confirmation, so More on that coming up. Our friends at Audiology Associates, Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach to your hearing treatment, whether it be just to remove wax from your ears or if you've got some kind of other issue like ear infection or problem going on, water in the ear, no matter what it is that could affect your hearing, you want to get it checked out. And the best place to do that, over 10 locations to serve you, Audiology Associates. And they helped my wife recently with a bout of tinnitus, and thank God that has now dissipated and gone away. But they'll help you as well. Get that hearing checked out. Do it on a regular basis, every year or two or so. So you get a benchmark hearing test so you know what you're dealing with if you have any kind of other hearing, symptomatic hearing loss in the future. Call 410-944-3100 or go to AAIAudiology.com and make your appointment today. It's 6:30. Time for the latest news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Baltimore's Safe Summer Program is underway. Mayor Brandon Scott launched the program at Druid Hill Park on Saturday, saying Safe Streets will be holding community events and connecting residents with resources as part of the work to promote peace and public safety. The mayor says this year's slogan of Breaking Chains, Chasing Change highlights the work that Safe Streets does to make communities safer, not just during the summer, but year-round. Last year, Safe Street sites held around 60 events as part of Safe Summer, ranging from community block parties to school supply giveaways. A full list of events can be found on Monzie's website. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman's executive order to increase oversight of ICE activity is not sitting well with Republican Councilman Nathan Volkey. The county executive's order includes a ban on ICE using county-owned facilities and parking lots for its operations. Volkey says Pittman is putting politics ahead of public safety by refusing to cooperate with ICE and blocking federal immigration enforcement. He says an elected official who refuses to cooperate with federal law enforcement while spending constituent money to shield those breaking the law is not serving the county. He says it's a political agenda at taxpayers' expense. An investigation is underway after the discovery of a body in the 1600 block of West Mount Royal Avenue in Baltimore City. Police say the man's body was found shortly after 3:30 Saturday morning, and there were no obvious signs of foul play or trauma. The body has been taken to the medical examiner's office for an autopsy to determine the cause and manner of death. And Fox 45 reports that a man was taken to the hospital following a shooting in the Central Park Heights neighborhood, just feet away from a separate triple shooting earlier. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
America is the stage for the biggest World Cup ever, and Fox is your home for it all.
None bigger than this one.
48 countries, 16 cities.
What a goal!
One golden dream, the biggest stars, the biggest games, the biggest moments. The 2026 FIFA World Cup, June 11th on Fox.
FIFA 2026 begins Thursday, June 11th on Fox 45.
Wake up tomorrow with Fox 45 Morning News.
From breaking news to developing and evolving investigations.
Digging deeper and asking the tough questions.
Do you think BGE needs to change their approach in how they're spending?
Holding leaders accountable and standing up for the community.
Has the governor left you and other watermen behind?
The governor has just flat out ignored us.
Up-to-date weather and traffic you need to know to get out the door and on your way.
Facts that matter. Real impact.
Fox 45 Morning News. All local. All morning.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Right, there's a new problem on I-70 out in Mount Airy. It's west of US 27. There was a vehicle fire. Can't quite tell if this is a tractor trailer or not, but only the left-hand lane is getting by on the westbound side as you're traveling on I-70 after US 27. The back of it is just starting to build, so it's a single lane right now to the left. The fire department is there. Don't see a lot of smoke at this point. It looks like they've extinguished the fire, but the cleanup is underway. So single lane to the left if you're traveling west. There's going to be a little bit of a backup, and they're looking at it for the traffic on the eastbound side. The other big problem is the wreck in the left-hand lane on the Old Harbor Tunnel Thruway southbound 895 at O'Donnell Street with the right shoulder and the ramp available and the straight-through lane to the right. We're getting traffic by, but we're backed up to Erdman Avenue. 95 now is going to start backing up pretty close to the ramp area at Moravia Road. So already some early problems as we're going south in the city. A new minor wreck, but a busy area, Reisterstown Road at Northern Parkway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a really nice day ahead of us with blue skies and sunshine and comfortable temperatures, highs close to 80 degrees, partly cloudy and pleasant tonight with lows in the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's were looking for another series win yesterday in Toronto, and early on it looked promising.
Cows is feeling good there. He sure is, taking it deep into the bullpen. Colton Cowser on back-to-back days goes deep for Baltimore.
Ed Wagner had the call on Masson. Cowser's sixth homer in his last 19 games broke a scoreless tie in the fifth and set the stage for a 4-0 Birds lead. But the game turned controversial in the bottom of the sixth.
And they got it. Henderson runs towards the base runner, will only get one out. And now Pete Alonso is pointing out to second base. Perhaps they didn't like the way that Clement went in the baseline.
Right, if you're going to second base, you got to stay somewhat in the lane. And I understand, Ernie, you want to try to avoid getting tagged.
Oh, he veered off.
He absolutely veered off. Blue Jays second baseman Ernie Clement ran out of the base path to avoid a tag from Gunnar Henderson on what would have been an inning-ending double play. Umpire Nick Lentz didn't see it that way, called Clement safe. The inning continues with four more runs pouring in, all with two out as the Jays defeat the O's 6-4 at the Rogers Center. Post-game reaction first from Gunnar on the umpire's call.
I have zero clue what he was thinking there. Said he established his lane outside the, or established his lane, but I don't think you can do that when you're halfway down the baseline. And when I make an attempt to tag and you run another 5 feet out of the way.
And later, starting pitcher Shane Boz, who was on the hill when this injustice occurred.
The only reason that I'm not going to talk about that play is because I will get fined. So that's the only reason.
Fair enough. The loss drops the O's four games under to 31-35 on the year, and in the fourth place in the East, eight games behind the Rays. Switching gears, as it were, NASCAR Cup Series moved to Michigan yesterday for the Firekeepers Casino 400.
2 weeks in a row where he starts on the pole but has to come from behind. It's like deja vu from Nashville.
Talking about Denny Hamlin winning for the second week in a row, the Joe Gibbs Racing star is celebrating his 63rd career win by smoking the tires of his number 11 Toyota in honor of Kyle Busch, whom he tied for ninth on the all-time win list of the NASCAR Cup Series. The time now is 6:37 when we return inside the call that broke the Orioles' back.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. 680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
Well, another beautiful weekend, except for the Orioles' result yesterday.
Yeah, I thought they were starting to make some headway, and
they were.
And then Basayo got injured, and
I think it's the curse of Stein on sports.
I think it is the curse of Stein on sports because every time you start giving them credit or saying they're back in it and they're only a game out of the wild card, then boom, yeah. Out go the lights.
Yeah. That's nice. I like that a lot. Here's the relevant portion, in case fans want to know, of the Major League Baseball rule that should have been the rule that was applied yesterday on that no call. It's rule 5.09B, and it states this. A runner is out when he runs more than 3 feet away from his base path. That happened. Okay, to avoid being tagged, that happened, unless his action is to avoid interference, which didn't happen.
Yeah, so you can't interfere with the fielder who's trying to field the ball.
Correct.
So if you run into the fielder, you'd be called out for interference. If you run, and you could dodge to avoid that interference,
you cannot
run out of the base path.
Terrible call by Nick Lentz yesterday. Yeah. And look, you know, Gunnar
made
an error.
And it opened the floodgates.
It did. But yeah. And now, to be fair, okay, Gunnar made an error right before that play, which, you know, shouldn't have happened.
Right.
And then Boz still had a chance. Right, I know he was flustered and the team was flustered, but still he gave up three more hits after that.
Yeah, you got to regain your composure.
Exactly.
Much like you do when you, you know, you could be easily flustered when a piece of audio doesn't work or something. But you always immediately regain your composure and just soldier on.
Extremely rare when that happens, Sean. Although, every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Look, it's not what happens in life. It's how you react to what happens in life.
Right.
Okay? Let's see what the Orioles do tonight.
Happy Monday. All right. Thanks, Gary. 6:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. I was watching it as it unfolded. Yesterday's interview on Defeat the Press, where that's exactly what happened. President Trump with Kristen Welker. Now, again, I always ask, why does he even do these interviews? But I think I know. He's trying to get the message across to the rest of America that didn't vote for him, frankly. And the interview went on, you know, for a while. And about 6 minutes in, Trump was grilling Welker over her coverage, her network, et cetera. But the first thing I think that set him off was this claim, a repeated claim that he has no evidence that he can bring or he can share regarding the weaponization fund that should be going to J6ers. At least most of them. There are some of them that don't deserve it, obviously. But a lot of them do, that way, especially ones you know, that were held without bail for over 400 and some odd days, whatever the case may be. So first up is the J6ers, and here's how that exchange went.
Agents ushering them into the building. They had FBI go into the building. Those people walking around, they're looking always in the side. They weren't in. They were
being ushered into the building.
Sir.
There's no evidence.
You had a bunch of dirty cops, and frankly, what they did was weaponization of our government.
But, sir, there's no evidence of that. More than 1,000 people.
There's none. You know what you do? Try looking at the tapes one time.
He's absolutely right. There is video evidence, I have seen it, of police officers not only clearing the way, inviting them in, opening the doors, and welcoming some of the J6ers inside the Capitol building. There's video evidence of that. I don't know what the hell Kristen Welker is doing. Maybe she and Scott Pelley are, you know, doing some recreationals or something. But at the end of the day, there is actual video evidence of that. And then comes on the allegation of election rigging. California's cheating. We all know that now. This is what they do, the Democrats. Ever since the mail-in ballots were started with COVID, they've used it as a grand opportunity to manufacture votes. Here's the president first grilling he and Welker going back and forth, and then finally him ending the interview. And you listen at the very end of the clip, you can hear he accidentally throws his microphone down, and then he accidentally steps on it, and you'll hear the crunch.
But you think it's appropriate?
That's how they count the votes.
Do you think it's appropriate that they have an election and 5 days later they're nowhere close to picking
a winner?
State
local officials acknowledge they are slow. They're urging.
No, they're crooked.
They're urging the votes to be counted quickly. That's how they vote in California.
They're crooked, just like you're crooked. Your press is crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked.
To be fair, I'm not crooked, but let's
really.
Let's
well, you play right into their hands.
Let's continue.
You're either crooked or you're stupid.
Let's continue.
Play right into their hands with this rep. You know that these elections are rigged. Your network knows that they're rigged. You know that I won an election in a landslide, and I got 94% bad press.
But, Mr. President,
you know why
I
got that? Because you have no
evidence.
Credibility.
But you've never presented evidence that it was rigged. Let's keep talking about it. I want to talk about Todd
You
Lynch.
Have more evidence. There's more evidence than ever presented.
Let's talk
Your
about
Your elections
you
in this country,
court.
We're like a third world country.
But, sir,
your elections are crooked, and you're crooked, and Meet the Press is crooked.
But, Mr. President,
and so is ABC and CBS and CNN.
But, Mr. President,
your one-sided crooked network. Sorry, let's call it quits because I've had enough. Thank you, darling. Have a good
Mr.
time.
Mr. President, let's please. I traveled all the way to Wisconsin.
I've sat
I traveled
in the rain
all.
With you.
I know.
I've
I traveled
sat the rain
all the
with
way
you
to
for
Wisconsin.
An hour, on and off in the rain, and I've given you enough time. You ought to straighten out your press because you know what?
Mr. President,
a country can never be great with a dishonest
press. Listen, we traveled all the way to Wisconsin for this interview.
The crunch as he, I don't think it was intentional. I think he accidentally stepped on the lavalier, the microphone there, that he threw down on the ground. All right. We'll discuss and analyze what happened in just moments. All right. 6:43. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Let me do the good news first.
The
wreck on 895 has cleared. The left-hand lane back open again. That started at 6 this morning and now 6:47, so it took 45 minutes for that to get wrapped up. And we're backed up on 895. 95 is backed up to Moravia Road.
Now, we have a new problem on the Beltway. Outer Loop, Lady Valley Road, losing the center, and the left-hand lane fire department is there. There's a medic unit there. There's another vehicle off on the right shoulder. Back up on the Beltway now is back beyond Providence Road. Eventually, that's going to hook up with that delay coming over from Perrin Parkway. So that starts early. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting away from the Beltway. Vehicle fire, it was a tractor-trailer, I-70 westbound after U.S. 27 at Mount Airy. Last check, and I'll have to go back and look at it as soon as I get a chance. Westbound I-70 was only a single lane to the left. The fire was out, but the cleanup is still underway. So after U.S. 27, and you're going out towards Frederick, be prepared. There was a delay there, and I'll double-check that while we're in the middle of this break. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday sunshine. Gorgeous morning, beautiful day. It remains cool today, high about 80. Today, tomorrow, pretty much the same. And then back into the 90s by midweek or so. Right now, 65 and sunny downtown. Baltimore is 66 in Glen Burnie. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners, the name of Butterball Johnson.
Cut the fat.
Wow. All right, McDonald's has got AI now. They are working its Google-powered voice assistant at the drive-thru. They're calling it Archie. So you'll be able to go through McDonald's and you'll be greeted by
Archie.
Talk to Archie, the new AI assistant at McDonald's. I think it's a great idea, you know, because a lot of times you can't really understand half the folks that
that's true
that are talking to you on the drive-thru. Right, but this thing could take off. Imagine the Chuck E. Cheese. They could have Chucky.
Oh, we don't go to school.
You talk about drive up.
I'm afraid of
you. Talk about real artificial intelligence.
That's nice.
For real.
Drive up, you some bitch.
Drive up, punk.
That's right. Up, punk.
They have a Clint Eastwood.
Go ahead, make my day.
What do you want, cheese? Get out of here.
Nah. It's like anyway. It'll be a Google assistant saying you want fries with that from now on.
Or Archie Bunker.
Taco Archie. Taco Bell is debuting new strawberry Cinnabon delights. So if you like Cinnabon stuff, these are bite-sized yeasted donut holes filled with Cinnabon cream cheese frosting and dusted with strawberry-flavored sugar. Two-pack is for $2.29. For, you don't like it? You're turning up your
nose. Strawberry, yeah, strawberry. So it just doesn't seem like it goes together, but hey, whatever.
Okay. New at Burger King this summer, the new, this is one after my own heart, the new loaded jalapeno whopper.
Oh, yes.
Yes, indeed. The jalapeno whopper, more than just a quarter pound, folks. Crispy fried jalapenos, pickled jalapenos, and creamy jalapeno sauce. Wow.
I hope they do away with it tomorrow, because I can't take any more of this.
Oh, my God. No, that actually
sounds
like
I'm in San Antonio.
New orange Dreamsicle Freezy King is now available at Burger King. Okay, they have frozen Fantas and frozen Cokes as well.
And this is a frozen. That sounds yummy.
For summer, new firecracker cookie pie. Yeah. Bacon Swiss barbecue whopper. Cheddar ranch tots available now.
That sounds BK. Amazing.
All right. So I want the jalapeno whopper.
I keep doing it. Chuck, it's mad. Do it again.
I'm getting a headache.
That's the only reason why I do it.
I know.
Baskin Robbins introducing new football fireworks ice cream. This is in just in time for the World Cup. So. I say it tastes like sweet victory, sweet cream soda ice cream mixed with cherry sherbet, green apple popping candy, blue raspberry popping candy, and blue raspberry swirls. And participating, Baskin Robbins. All right, you going to watch any of the World Cup coming up, Chuck?
No.
Yeah. No? You don't like soccer, no. Football?
The answer is no to everything when it comes to that. No. Okay. Put me down for no.
Yeah.
Don't ask
I'm with
me anything.
Chuck.
Yeah. That's right. He doesn't want to miss the one goal.
I'd rather watch it goes dry in the garage than watch that.
I think it's I watched a little bit of the Germany USA friendly over the weekend. That was pretty. USA team came out on fire, and he still lost 2-1, but they looked like they were pretty good. So
it's like kissing your sister watching them. Right.
Well, some people feel the same way about golf, and I'm sure you get offended by that.
I didn't ask him to watch. You're asking me, and I just told you the truth.
Okay, but I mean, do you see any kind of a similarity there?
No. The answer's no again. Where do you want to go? What's next? What's the next question? Go ahead.
No, pretty much covers it all at that point.
I have a quick update.
Yes, sir.
That left lane is still the only lane open on I-70 at Mount Airy. There was a tractor trailer on fire.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Appreciate that. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So, again, many people are speculating why the president... Well, I think he got ticked off. He got ticked off with the smearing of the J-6ers and the weaponization fund. And, again, they always say, you have no evidence, you have no evidence. And here's what I would do if I was President Trump. And he's obviously, better handling himself than anybody else. Any other president I've seen many of these interviews. But the next time he's in that situation, I would carry a little card with me and I would pull it out. Oh, no evidence? Okay, well, let me tell you about this. And then you go right down the list. You go, what about what happened in Georgia? Okay, what are the, we have evidence of cheating in Arizona, in Pennsylvania, and go all through all these swing states and then and go through, well, how the heck did Joe Biden get 81 million votes when Obama, the Democrat savior, got, 66 or 67, maybe 70 million, whatever. So he got 10 more million votes Obama. Anybody believe that? Of course not. And then all the cheating that went on in Michigan and Wisconsin. So I'd go right down the list. And there are court now cases that have evidence that there is funny business going on. So I'd go right down the evidence and the fact that, and I would just say, point out, here's my evidence, and the fact that you didn't look at it or you wouldn't report on it, that's a shame on you. But at least have something to respond to. You have no evidence, all right? 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next, we're going to take a look, speaking of cheating, the Golden State is in full mail-in ballot cheating mode scandal. We'll have the details for you coming up in just a second right here on Casey and Company.
Nino Mangione here. I've spent the last 8 years in Annapolis fighting for you. I am the fighter we need on the Baltimore County Council to cut taxes, support law enforcement, and bring transparency to Baltimore County. I am Nino Mangione, and you can count on me. Early voting starts June 11th through the 18th, Election Day on June 23rd.
We need strong Republican leadership. Nino Mangione for Baltimore County Council. Authority, friends of Nino Mangione. Lawrence Heinlein, Treasurer.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, Treasurer.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
So just remember, if you're living in Florida, do not invite Chuck over to watch World Cup matches. Yeah, they're called matches, not games. Of course, you have a big spread. Now, if there's lots of food and freebies, and the game just happens to be on in the background, then maybe Chuck will decide to attend your World Cup party. Don't bank on it.
No. All right. Don't go to the bank. If you're going to go to the bank, go to my bank. Make a deposit.
That's right. Penalty for early withdrawal.
And, you know, I have a guy that does some work for me, and he's gone to soccer games in Germany, all this. It's fine. Yeah. But, you know, I said, what do you do when you sit there all that time, then it goes into overtime, and it's 1-0?
It would be over at that point if whoever scores.
Well, I'm not questioning that. I'm just saying. I've watched
some matches where, you know, you go through maybe 95, 96 minutes of a nil-nil draw, and then you got to go to penalty kicks.
By that time, I'd have been swinging from the rope about 20 minutes into it.
All right. Well, there are some people that actually are advocating that, but I won't name names.
That's fine. Right? Make them known. I'll make a visit.
Yeah, I bet you will. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes with Lugnuts Johnson.
Now, there's still two big problems. The tractor trailer that was on fire in Howard County going into Carroll County and now to Frederick County, westbound I-70 after Mount Airy, going out towards Route 75 and through that area, Route 80.
It's westbound at Bartholow's Road, which is west of U.S. 27. Only the left-hand lane is getting by. It's pretty good size back up there, at least a mile, and you'll need to go from three lanes down to the left-hand lane. The wreck on the Beltway still has us down to two lanes here on the outer loop at Delaney Valley Road. That backup now is back beyond Hartford Road and rapidly working its way back towards Bel Air Road. So you're Bel Air Road before Delaney Valley Road before it even gets better. So Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill. We had problems earlier, and we're definitely slow and stop and go from a wreck early this morning at the Old Harbor Tunnel, recovering now, but with delays both on 95 and 895 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be sunny today. Highs near 80. Overnight temps in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds. Highs in the mid-80s. Back in the 90s by midweek. Right now, 63 and sunny in Bel Air. And it's 66 in Dundalk. So let's head out to California, if you will. And if you remember, last Tuesday was the election in California. Here we are almost a week later. 87% of the votes have been counted. 1 week later, you still have a significant number of votes out there. The problem now is the LA Times is reporting that both Karen Bass and Nithya Raman for mayor have been projected winners in the primary for the LA mayoral race. And Spencer Pratt apparently has failed to get to the runoff, which we predicted was going to happen. And pretty much the same thing is happening to Steve Hilton at the gubernatorial level. Obviously, you've got Javier Becerra and Tom Steyer. Now, that has not been projected yet, but it's going to happen, folks. This is what they do. So they are now the projected winners in the primary for mayoral race. The two Democrats, because of the thousands of mail-in ballots that still are coming in, And Spencer Pratt said he had not yet conceded the election and said earlier on Sunday that his campaign may wait until July 6th to count all the votes. Quote, "Remember, everyone, we're still in the lead and we've got all the way until July 6th to keep counting. They're not the only ones who know where to find the votes." And I found what was interesting, and you talk about Kristen Welker, where's the evidence? There was one tranche of ballots that came in. I can't remember from which jurisdiction in Los Angeles, but there were like 24,000 votes, okay, in this one tranche of mail-in ballots. Out of the 24,000 votes, Karen Bass and Nithya Raman got them all. Not one vote out of 24,000 votes went to Spencer Pratt. Not one. But what are the statistical mathematical odds of that happening? I would think they're slim to none. And Slim just left on the last bus out of Los Angeles. So, again, we knew this was going to happen. The California U.S. Attorney's Office pretends not to know the specifics of the origin of the California voter fraud. We all know these rigged election buries the Republicans on the mountain of mail-in ballots. And now even the L.A. Times is admitting thousands of ballots were dumped into the mayor's race without a single one. And they're calling it a glitch. Yeah. It was, where have we heard that before? It was just a glitch. It was a glitch in the machine. It was a glitch in the mail-in ballots. And again, federal voter roll audit. Guess what? In California, and of course, they decry having a driver's license for a photo ID. They accept gym membership cards, prescription labels, and insurance cards for first-time voters in California. And again, the Republicans, the House passed the Save America Act in the House. The Senate refuses to do it. And so, and again, every time we go to these mail-in ballots, Republicans always lose every single time.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
And they're usually in the lead or within a margin of being able to lead on election night. And again, I mean, I've said this before, but were we not sold on some of these election procedures saying it would be quicker? We'll have a result easier and sooner because we can start, you can vote sooner, we can count it quicker, and we'll definitely have an answer for you election night. But it's been the opposite. And I'm still afraid, like what you're saying about California is none of us are surprised. We knew this was coming. So I hope that we're not saying the same thing on June 24th in this state.
No,
I think we're thinking, well, we'll have an answer, whatever it is, whether, you know, it's your preferred candidate or not for whatever race, we'll see. But I don't know. What are we going to be saying the morning of June 24th? Will we not have an answer?
Good question. And Supreme Court, any day now, Supreme Court is going to weigh in on Election Day versus Election Week. So, but it's maybe too late.
Will
to,
that affect, that's my question, how will that affect?
The fall. It would affect the election of the fall.
The primary.
I don't know about the primary. We'll see. Good news for vulnerable drivers. Glen Burnie, Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up. No matter where you are, north, south, east, west, you've got a trusted transmission shop close by. They're not new. New names have been here for over 50 years. They do know transmissions, and they save you money. So if you need a new, used, rebuilt, remanufactured transmission and want to avoid dealer pricing, this is who you call. You get straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations, free area towing, and financing. Call Glen Burnie Transmissions. 888-299-0557 or go to gbt-online.com or Jim Jennings at 410-686-6700. Visit jimjenningstransmissions.com. Glen Burnie and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. This may be the biggest challenge yet to the fragile Mideast ceasefire. Iran has fired missiles at Israel, and Israel has fired back.
Israel says it targeted sites in western and central Tehran. And in Iran itself, state media report blasts around the capital Tehran, Isfahan, Karaj, and elsewhere in the country. It remains unclear exactly what the damage is or if anyone was killed in these strikes.
Correspondent Jonathan Gambrell, President Trump has been trying to get both sides to quit fighting and keep negotiating a permanent deal to end the hostilities. Oil prices have been on the rise in the midst of a flare-up of unrest in the Mideast, and $4.16 a gallon is AAA's national average for regular gas as of this morning. That's down a penny from yesterday. President Trump planning to attend tonight's NBA Finals at New York's Madison Square Garden. As expected, security is being tightened, especially given last night's incident just downstairs from the Garden.
Authorities say six people have been hurt in stabbings at New York's Penn Station, with the suspect in custody. The Sunday evening attack happened less than a day before thousands of fans are expected to descend on neighboring Madison Square Garden for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. A suspect was taken into custody after the attack, which unfolded in one of the nation's busiest transportation hubs. The city's fire department says paramedics found one victim with serious injuries, two with moderate injuries, and two with minor injuries. Another person whose condition was not immediately known was transported to a separate hospital. Judge? Authorities did not immediately release the suspect's identity or provide information about potential charges.
Yeah.
I'm Hayat Anjwani.
On Wall Street this morning, the stock futures have been mixed so far. Right now, the Dow futures are down about 51 points. NASDAQ futures 208 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
It's finally happening. The Fed is making a change in leadership, and that could have a profound impact on the value of your retirement. When interest rates go down, the value of precious metals like gold and silver can surge. Call Advantage Gold right now at 800-900-8000 and get your free gold and silver investor guide, a $49 value, plus a free copy of Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll get honest information about gold, silver, and other precious metals, so you can explore your options with clarity and confidence. Our specialists can help you open a new account or transfer funds from an existing IRA, tax and penalty free. Markets can turn fast, but gold has maintained its value through every cycle, often holding strong when other assets falter and when the dollar weakens. Are you positioned? Don't miss this opportunity. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000. Results may vary. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so they've cleared most of the lanes now with that vehicle fire in Mount Airy, and much better now westbound I-70 after Route
27 on the westbound side. Most of the activity now is on the shoulder, and the backup is pretty much gone. They're still working on this wreck on the Beltway, still crowding the left-hand lane on the outer loop at Delaney Valley Road. So that backup is all the way back tied in to the normal delay from Bel Air Road and coming over into that area. So if you're thinking about getting off the Beltway, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, definitely the better bet. We had problems at 6 this morning with an accident on 895 southbound at O'Donnell Street. That's been cleared for a while, but 895 is back to Moravia Road. 95 is back to Moravia Road, trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And both the tunnels now, 25 to 30-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. A really nice day ahead of us with blue skies and sunshine and comfortable temperatures. Highs close to 80 degrees. Partly cloudy and pleasant tonight with lows in the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 71 degrees in Abingdon and 66 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that one person was shot in Anne Arundel County on Sunday evening, police confirmed. On June 7th at around 7:05 p.m., Baltimore County Police responded to the 4500 block of Washington Boulevard in Halethorpe for an individual shot. Once there, police said the victim informed authorities. And Mercy Medical Center marked National Cancer Survivors Day on Sunday with an event honoring cancer survivors and bringing together patients, their loved ones, and medical staff. The gathering took place at the Mary Catherine Bunting Center and was attended by cancer survivors, their families and friends, and Mercy oncologists and cancer experts. And a 22-year-old man who was shot and killed Friday afternoon near the Towson Circle has been identified as a Towson University student. In a message released on Saturday, Towson University President Mark Ginsburg identified the victim as Nasheer Majid and said his death was a devastating loss for the university. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 785, the Pick 4, 1962. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. One of the reasons umpire Nick Lentz didn't call Ernie Clement out of the base pass yesterday was that the tag Gunnar Henderson attempted to apply, quote-unquote, wasn't good enough. Manager Albernez was asked after the 0-6-4 loss yesterday what he believes warrants a good enough attempt.
I think you, when you stick your glove out to tag somebody, that's an attempt to tag. There's no rule about how far you have to extend your arm to tag somebody.
Later, Gunner was asked if he felt his tag attempt was, quote-unquote, good enough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to go chase him to right field when I'm trying to turn a double play there. Like, he's only allotted so many feet to be considered in the baseline. And if you make a loop and slide to where you can't even reach second base in the next two steps, I don't really understand that. So
either way, it goes down as a loss for the Birds, who will try to collect themselves as they host the division-leading Mariners tonight. It'll be at Camden Yards at 6:35. Stanley Cup Final was Saturday night in Vegas, was a classic. The Hurricanes and the Golden Knights series was tied at 1, and the game was tied at 4.
Tried to walk out in front. Stopped by Slavin. Theodore drive off the back wall, knocked in. Vegas wins in double overtime.
Sean Brian McDonough had the call on ESPN. Shea Theodore off the goalkeeper skating in. 5:38 in the double overtime gave the Knights a 5-4 win and a 2-1 series lead. And finally, for those who missed it on Saturday, a thrilling finish at the Belmont.
Out left center of the racetrack, the man that's running a giant race, Renegade in between, and Golden Tempo, Golden Tempo.
Golden Tempo from last to first. Veteran race caller Frank Miramati had the call on Fox, and from last to first indeed. Golden Tempo under female trainer Sherry DeVoe wins the 158th running of the Belmont and the $1.2 million that comes with it. Coming up in 30 minutes, it'll be a zoo tonight in New York. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, the incredible H-1B visa fraud that's being perpetuated on the American people and American workers. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth calling out the globalists during a D-Day ceremony. And Scott Pelley wants you to know that he served in combat. Not in uniform, but, you know, he's now on the sympathy tour. Top story here today. Ongoing spotlight on Maryland. Fox 45, Sinclair Broadcasting, etc. Drew Sullins has another piece yesterday in the Baltimore Sun, in which it is clear to me from their reporting, their investigation, and the evidence that they have accumulated, that Governor Wes Moore may be guilty of stolen valor. And apparently, this series has found that for more than 20 years, the governor has repeatedly told versions of a story that do not match the record. In his career-advancing 2006 application for a White House fellowship, critical parts of his submission were knowingly false. The review of his resume, available military records, and related documents found false, misleading, or unsubstantiated claims about his Army service, including the most serious one that he was awarded the Bronze Star for his service in Afghanistan. It had not been awarded. Moore controversially received the Bronze Star retroactively in 2024, more than 19 years after the fact. Yet in his 2006 White House Fellows resume, the governor represented himself as a Bronze Star recipient while competing for one of the country's most prestigious leadership opportunities. This was a formal resume, falsely enhanced, submitted for a federal fellowship designed in place rising leaders in full-time roles alongside senior White House staff. The application Moore submitted to the federal government contained multiple false representations of his accomplishments under 18 U.S. Code Section 1001. It is unlawful to knowingly and willfully make material false statements or submit false writings in matters within federal jurisdiction. This was not an honest mistake, as the governor has stated. It contained several claims that were knowingly false when submitted, which is a felony under federal law, for which the statute of limitations has expired. Yes, legally he's cannot be held accountable, but you can hold him accountable this fall at the ballot box. His buddy, his immediate commander, Brigade Commander Michael Fenzel, said that Under the letter of the absolute law, the Bronze Star should not have been in Governor Moore's application for White House fellow. And apparently Spotlight identified other military claims that do not match his record, cannot be substantiated, or appear to inflate his military experience while he sought a career-defining opportunity. All right, more on that in the Combat Action Badge coming up in just a second. At 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
I just made a quick check in Annapolis. Need to go down there and get a look just to make sure we're okay. We're doing fine. Bay Bridge, Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway over through there. The morning buildup just beginning at I-97 at Route 32 coming down through there. Just wanted to come back up here to this wreck on the outer loop at Delaney Valley Road. It looks like now they've tucked everything in into the median, so now we're getting three lanes by on the outer loop at the scene. There's still a trooper there, but three lanes are getting by. That just started within the last couple of minutes. The backup is all the way back beyond Hartford Road. Very slow right now coming around through there. So again, some of that traffic could go to Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, and Putty Hill, and maybe even Seminary to get away from some of this backup on the northeast side. The west side, not bad. There's some breaks in the traffic between 795 and Frederick Road. The inner loop at Greenspring is okay. Both the tunnels still hurt. Though we had a number of problems early this morning on 895 right at 6 o'clock. Been cleared for a while, but the backups are still there at least 25 minutes currently southbound, both on 95 and 895 south. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, highs near 80, overnight temps in the upper 50s, and by midweek we'll be back up into the 90s. Right now 67 and sunny in Millersville, 65 in Middle River. Time again for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back, our spirit is back, our pride is back, our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, the IDF has confirmed Sunday that it carried out strikes on targets inside Iran after the Iranian regime launched ballistic missiles towards Israel. The Hezbollahs are firing rockets from Lebanon into Israel. Israel has every right to defend itself, but the president calling Bibi saying, hey, look, we're trying to get this deal done. And yesterday on Meet the Press, he told Kristen Welker they were very close to a deal.
How close are you to making a deal? Are we talking about days, weeks, months, Mr. President?
I think we're very close. We have a couple of points. They don't even seem like big points. They've conceded the fact that they will not have nuclear weapons. We had a clause in there that we will not develop nuclear weapons, and everybody was very happy with it except me. And I said, well, what happens if they not develop, but they go out and purchase, they acquire? I want to put the word, if they buy or purchase or acquire, you know, you've got to have that in there too, because that's not developing. So they don't have the right to develop or purchase, acquire, or buy.
Have they pushed back against that? Is that one of the sticking points?
A little bit, and then they didn't.
Iran has continually violated the ceasefire. They've launched ballistic missiles at Kuwait. They've launched drones against U.S. warships, and now they're striking at Israel. And what they're trying to do now is just trying to delay the whole thing so they can reconstitute their arms and what have you. And they're also trying to blame Israel. They're trying to drag Israel into a full-blown war so that their other alleged Gulf partners will blame Israel as well. They want to make sure that Israel gets the blame if the deal gets queered. And that's why President Trump is saying, just keep your powder dry right now. Defend yourself, but don't launch any other strikes till we get this deal done. So we'll see what happens in the coming days. President Trump also revealed the other day, Trump said that Tom Tillis, the outgoing North Carolina senator, after he has opposed Bill Pulte's nomination as acting director of national intelligence, called him a loser.
Senator Tillis is a loser. That's why he didn't run. He didn't run because I wouldn't support him. And he's just an angry man because he's not going to be a senator any longer. He wasn't respected in the Senate. He fought a lot of people. He fought Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth turned out to be a gem. Now, Senator Tillis is a loser, stone cold, and he's an angry man because I basically, he was forced to leave the Senate because I wouldn't support him, and he quit. So now he's trying to make trouble by by, you know, opposing anybody. Todd Blanche is a brilliant guy who everybody likes and everybody respects. And Tillis is always like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. He should have done it before when he was a senator. He would have gotten wiped out in a race. But he needed my support, and I said, I can't give you my support. He's not qualified. He's not good for the position of senator. I didn't hear about what he did with Todd Blanche. Todd Blanche is fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's time for President Trump to start playing hardball with these rhino losers, Collins, Murkowski, McConnell, Tillis, Thune, et cetera. And again, I would make the vice president, J.D. Vance, should be the Senate Majority Leader at this point. And that's doable. You can do that. The only thing that makes Thune the leader is the Senate rules. And they can change those rules as quickly as they changed to the way they elect the Senate Majority Leader. But, again, we got to get the Save America Act passed. That has to happen. Elsewhere, the president reacting to the guilty plea from former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton.
I was never much of a fan of John Bolton. I never thought he was a smart person. And he was a radical right in terms of war, not in terms of other things. He wanted to go to war with anybody that opened their mouth, anybody that talked. And I used him for a purpose. You know, he was involved with Bush, and he created a lot of problems. But he always wanted to kill people in war. And that was okay for me, as long as I didn't listen to him, which I never did. He's a bad guy, John Bolton. He's a dirty guy, and we caught him. You know, we caught him. And, you know, he wrote a book. You look at all the information he took. I mean, if you look at that case, it's a great honor to have helped from the standpoint of encouragement. I looked at John Bolton as somebody that was a very dishonest guy and not a smart guy. And I guess he's paying the price for certainly being dishonest.
Tomorrow, the president will weigh in on Hunter Biden's chances for 2028. He also revealed he had a pardon demand sentenced to 7 years in federal prison because he was fixing his own truck. We should have kept that for Choose Your Fake News, but yeah, that had happened. Also slamming Maryland Governor Wes Moore for attacking the United States Air Force and our military. Apparently, they're trying to reinstitute the golf courses at Joint Base Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland. And they want Jack Nicklaus, last November, was asked to design the golf course. And Trump put out that the governor of the great state of Maryland, Wes Moore, has put a halt to all work being done at Joint Base Andrews Air Force Base concerning the renovation and restoration of these two old and dilapidated golf courses into two world-class Jack Nicklaus designed courses, plus nine additional holes, also designed by Jack, especially adapted for our wounded warriors. These courses exist. They're terrible. Jack Nicklaus will make them great again. Why should the Air Force and other military personnel be forced to wait through a long legal review process? And perhaps even more so, why should wounded warriors be forced to travel long distances to play golf somewhere else, or worse yet, not play at all? So he's calling out the governor of the state of Maryland for delaying these golf course redesigns. And that's the way it went down 505 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
All right, coming up, more on the not only the Bronze Star, but the Combat Action Badge. There's a problem with that as well, according to the Spotlight on Maryland investigation regarding Governor Moore's stolen valor.
Our community deserves a conservative leader in the state Senate. That leader is Kevin Ford, the conservative choice for state Senate. Kevin Ford is endorsed by conservative leaders such as Congressman Andy Harris, Nino Mangione, and Commissioner Kenny Kyler. Kevin Ford will fight for safer neighborhoods, lower taxes, and for our conservative values. Kevin Ford is not a politician. He's a husband, father, firefighter, small business owner, and farmer who will work for us. Vote for the conservative. Vote Kevin Ford for state Senate.
Authority Friends of Kevin Ford. Amy O'Neill, treasurer.
Hi, I am Jeffrey McDonald, running for delegate to keep Maryland safe, affordable, and free. I am committed to stopping the radical spending in Annapolis, fight for tax relief for Maryland citizens, and assure our schools focus on fundamentals, not political agendas. Please vote Jeff McDonald for delegate in 42B on June 23. Authority, Friends of Jeffrey K. McDonald, Thomas McShane Treasurer.
The following is a paid political announcement.
This is Ed Hale. Maryland families have had enough. Higher taxes, rising fees, and electric bills that keep climbing month after month. That's why I'm running for governor. To restore affordability, lower costs, and put Maryland families first. But we need strong conservatives in Annapolis to help get it done. That's why I'm proud to endorse Matt Fox for state senate. Matt Fox is a proven conservative who will fight alongside me to restore accountability and make Maryland affordable again. Please vote Ed Hale for governor and Matt Fox for state senate.
I am Matt Fox, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Matt Fox. Karen Donahue, Treasurer.
The latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:23, time for traffic weather on the threes. The update, Lug Nuts Johnson.
New wreck in Waverly was report of a pedestrian struck Greenmount at 25th, and then earlier the wreck over at Pimlico, Reisterstown Road at Northern Parkway. The wreck on the Beltway, yeah, is completely off the roadway. Outer loop at Delaney Valley Road, the backup is still all the way back onto the Parkville side. The inner loop at Green Spring, not bad. The west side is busy, but it's moving from 795 down through Frederick Road. We made a little progress here at the Old Harbor Tunnel. It moved in from Moravia Road, Pulaski Highway, to right now around Eastern Avenue and the Urban Avenue ramp. 95 is still busy, though, from Moravia Road, but at least all the lanes are moving southbound. We had some earlier problems through that area. JFX, you're fine. Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Gorgeous morning. Sunshine 80 today. Right now we are at 63 in Owings Mills. It is 66 in downtown Baltimore. Back to the allegations of stolen valor that continue to plague Governor Wes Moore. Spotlight on Maryland is now exhaustive. Investigative review of his records. And look, the governor can put any records he has out to clear this all up. If he's being falsely accused, if his record is being misrepresented, I would get it out there. I mean, I think this is important. There's nothing worse than for any veteran, and especially the governor who did serve, but I think it diminishes that service if you've lied about it, if you've embellished. If you've said that you've been awarded a Bronze Star, now a Combat Action Badge, according to Spotlight America, the most consequential false claim in Moore's resume was his statement, quote, "For my work, the 82nd Airborne Division have awarded me the Bronze Star Medal and the Combat Action Badge," end of quote. Moore knew. He knew he did not receive it. In 2006, at the end of his Afghanistan deployment, he knew he didn't get it during his White House fellowship application process, and he didn't receive it during the year's public biographies and interview introductions described him as a Bronze Star recipient, which he never corrected. That sort of claim could have been pursued by federal prosecutors under the 2005 version of the Stolen Valor Act, which made it a federal offense to falsely represent, verbally or in writing, that one had been awarded any decoration or medal authorized by Congress for the Armed Forces of the United States. Moore said he included the Bronze Star because his commander told him it had been approved and advised him to add it to his White House resume. Yet, in an online statement of his military record, Moore said, quote, "Towards the end of my deployment, I was disappointed to learn that I had not received the Bronze Star," indicating he may have been disapproved for the medal before leaving Afghanistan, which puts daylight between his and his commander Fenzel's accounts. If Fenzel, as deputy brigade commander, saw Moore's completed Bronze Star packet with all approving signatures, as he told the New York Times in 2024, why didn't he arrange a ceremony and present the medal while still in combat theater, as is Army custom? Moore has continuously refused to answer, leaving one to wonder if he knew he had not received the Bronze Star, why didn't he correct his resume with the White House? Now, a member of the U.S. Army Ranger Hall of Fame, Army Major Larry Moores, who has a Silver Star for valor during the 1993 Battle of Mogadishu, remember that, Black Hawk Down? He said, quote, "Serving with distinction in the combat zone and being the recipient of a Bronze Star Medal are two completely different things." If Governor Moore stated in an application for the White House fellowship and political campaigns that he was the recipient of the Bronze Star that he was never awarded, he is misrepresenting his military service, end of quote. Yes, and we call that stolen valor. Moore's 2006 White House Fellows resume also stated he had received the Combat Action Badge, or CAB, as it's known in the Army lingo. That claim raises questions of timing and documentation. The White House Fellows application, that was due February 1, 2006. The orders for Moore's CAB were dated May 2006, 3 months later. Now, a resume is not supposed to list what an applicant hopes to get, expects to get, or believes he may later get. It is supposed to list what the applicant has actually earned or accomplished, which Moore had not yet been approved for a combat action badge. Trying to blame it on some kind of misspelling of his name, that's ridiculous. So, we don't know for sure. But it means as of late as 2014, the Combat Action Badge was not reflected in any official Army record and may not still be there today. Validation of his CAB was not among the records the Army released in response to Spotlight's FOIA request. So the Bronze Star, we know he lied about. He lied about that. The CAB, we suspect he lied about it, but we're still waiting final proof. Stolen valor. That is shameful. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty. Vinny's going to make sure that your home sells for the price that you both agree on and the time frame that you both agree on, and that's his guarantee. How can he make that guarantee, you ask? Because of the database. 12 to 13,000 buyers that are right now are pre-qualified, ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. Even before it hits the MLS or the open market, people see your home, they get eyes on it, and that's why you get offers with usually within a couple hours, maybe a day. This does not languish on the market for weeks and months, that's for sure, because Vinny is all about selling your home and guaranteeing it. So call Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. He's been doing it for a long time, at least 10 years here on WCBM and 23 years total. Check him out at VinnyStio.com. All right, 7:30, let's get some news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. Fox 45 reports that two teenage boys are in custody after they attempted to steal a man's car at gunpoint, according to the Prince George's County Police Department. It happened outside a house in Oxon Hill before 4:45 p.m. Wednesday, according to police. Home surveillance video shows the teens going up to him while he was outside by his truck. The video shows one of the teens pointing a gun at him. And in a May 18th interview with Politico, Maryland Governor Wes Moore was asked whether those questioning his personal accomplishments were acting in bad faith. I can tell my own story, Moore said. I don't need someone else to tell it. A Spotlight on Maryland investigative series has found that for more than 20 years, Moore has repeatedly told versions of his story that do not match the record. In a career-advancing 2006 application for a White House fellowship, critical parts of his submission were knowingly false. Spotlight's review of Moore's resume, available military records, and related documents found false, misleading, or unsubstantiated claims about his Army service, including the most serious one that he was awarded the Bronze Star Medal for service in Afghanistan. It had not been awarded. And a Baltimore County police officer is being treated at shock trauma after being shot in Pikesville Sunday morning. Police were called to a trail off of Milford Mill Road to investigate a report of a suspicious person and indecent exposure incident. When officers arrived, an armed man opened fire and police exchanged gunfire with the suspect. A police officer, the suspect, and a bystander were injured and taken to hospitals. The officer is being treated at shock trauma. The suspect and the bystander are expected to recover from their injuries. 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Back towards Annapolis, and the morning backup is there. I-97 southbound right at the split here at Route 32. And then once you get down to the bridge at 178 from there towards Annapolis, everybody's okay. You're fighting a little bright sunshine in that area from time to time. And then 50 is good at the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway. The Bay Bridge is clear. 3 west and 2 eastbound. No major problems there. Beltway still hurting on the Parkville side. We had the wreck for a while on the outer loop at Delaney Valley Road, so that's still slower than it should be. JFX is clear. We went back again to the old Harbor Tunnel. It had moved down a little bit. Now it's backed up again beyond Pulaski Highway, and 95 right next door is backed up to Moravia Road. So we're back to 25 to 30 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a really nice day ahead of us with blue skies and sunshine and comfortable temperatures, highs close to 80 degrees, partly cloudy and pleasant tonight with lows in the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Yesterday in Toronto, the play that broke the Orioles' back.
And they got it. Henderson runs towards the base runner, will only get one out. And now Pete Alonso is pointing out to second base. Perhaps they didn't like the way that Clement went in the baseline.
And Wagner had the call on Masson. Nobody liked the way except Toronto. Ernie Clement called safe at second on the play. Anybody who saw it would disagree. But the play is unreviewable and the call, therefore, unassailable. Orioles fall to the Jays 6-4 at the Rogers Center. Post-game reaction from Gunnar Henderson, who tried to apply the tag himself.
I figured he was going to make a move to, like, avoid the tag. And then when I saw him get way out of the line, I was like, okay, well, he's going to be out of the baseline, and that'll be an out, and then I'll throw it to first and get this guy out. So when I did, and then I turned around and he said safe, I was pretty shocked, to say the least.
Regardless, the Birds move on tonight, begin a four-game set with the first-place Mariners at Camden Yards, who were in Detroit yesterday trying to close out the Tigers.
Line drive!
Jason Benetti with the call on Detroit Sports TV. Kevin McGonigal, the rookie phenom with a walk-off two-out, two-run single in the bottom of the ninth, lifts Detroit to the 5-4 win over Seattle, slowing the Mariners' roll, who had won 8 of their previous 9. Ravens' mandatory OTAs begin tomorrow, in Owings Mills, the final time the team will be together before training camp in July. Fascinating comments from Ravens edge rusher Mike Green last week on the Ravens podcast called The Lounge, on where last year's pass rush and the defense in general fell short.
You know, to just be quite blunt, I just feel like, different coaches have different philosophies for how they want you to attack the quarterback or how they want you to pass rush. And I just feel like the philosophy that was being coached to us last year probably wasn't the best for us. And I think that you kind of have to shape around your pass rushers and, like, what they're good at.
Last year's defensive coordinator, of course, was Zach Orr. He's gone, not even invited to New York with Coach Harbaugh. He landed as inside linebacker coach in Seattle under Mike McDonald. Speaking of New York, NBA Finals tonight continue there. The Knickerbockers looking to go up 3-0 on the Spurs in front of 19,812 crazies at the Madison Square Garden, including President Trump. Tickets on the secondary market going for as high as $175,000 for courtside seats. The time now is 7:37 when we return. What it will be like at the Garden tonight.
Maryland is heading in the wrong direction. Rising crime, higher taxes, out-of-touch politicians in Annapolis. Enough is enough. John Myrick is running for governor to restore public safety, cut taxes, and put Maryland families first. It's time to get Maryland back on track. Vote John Myrick for governor. Paid for by Marylanders for Myrick and Chan, Cynthia Price, treasurer.
Now, I want to make sure that I'm clear on something. That last story that you read, can you read the last several sentences again?
Of which story?
The Madison Square Garden, the president attending.
Okay, NBA Finals tonight continue in New York.
Right.
The Knickerbockers looking to go up 3-0 on the Spurs.
Right.
Okay, in front of 19,812 crazies at the Garden.
And then
more, including President Trump.
So are you saying President Trump is crazy?
I'm saying
you
the
said
crowd
19,000 whatever crazies, including President Trump. Are you saying he's crazy in that sentence?
Are you taking everything I say like literally to the letter? Because if you are, then yeah. Look, let me tell you something. This UFC
he's
fight,
a fanatic. He's okay. A New York Knicks fan. He grew up in
totally
that
get
area.
It.
He loves the Knicks.
Totally get it. Sean, on that note, by the way, this UFC fight coming up at the White House, I think that's crazy.
Oh, you don't like it?
No, I don't like it.
Okay. A lot of people don't like it, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
He says he might leave the claw up.
But why? Why are they doing it? Why are they doing it on his birthday?
Just to celebrate 250.
No, it's not 250. It's not
Flag Day. It's Flag Day. It's part of the America 250.
No, Sean, come on.
Okay.
It's just a terrible idea.
A man pushes. He thinks outside the box.
Outside the box.
I think it's great. I wish I could go down there and be there in attendance.
All right, we're going to disagree. On that note, so it will be crazy tonight at Madison Square Garden. Tickets, the cheapest ticket on the aftermarket, cheapest, is $5,000.
Wow.
That'll get you up in the nosebleeds up in section 333. On the court, it's $175,000. Wall Street types, I'm sure, you know, stars, et cetera, et cetera. Can you imagine the security that they're going to have at Madison Square? They've canceled the watch parties outside of Madison Square Garden. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think that they're saying expect TSA-style screening for those entering the arena. They're saying get there 2 or 3 hours beforehand because it's going to be very heavily screened.
So the game starts at 8:30. So really, if you're going to go to the game tonight, you've got to really start to go at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
We'll see what happens.
All right. And hopefully, again, they'll... that place would go bonkers if the Knicks win.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
If they sweep
if
in
they
game
sweep,
four at home, oh, my goodness.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour. Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War, calling out globalist European leaders for allowing third world invasions during his D-Day address on Saturday, saying the beaches in Europe were stormed by dangerous ideologies. And now he's getting pushback from some Republicans. We'll explain in a moment.
America will lead, and we must. But capable allies must be right there with us, shoulder to shoulder, in the breach, when it matters. In the years since these beaches, much of the West, in some places, in some quarters, and in some capitals, grew comfortable, we forgot that freedom is not free. We forgot that peace is not wished into being. It is bought with purpose, with honor, and with strength. The men who landed on these beaches knew this. The question we ask ourselves is, do we? It's past time we remember what they knew. Their legacy demands far more than quiet reflection. It requires our active vigilance. Sadly, today, different European beaches are stormed by different dangerous ideologies. Beaches in Spain, in Italy, in Greece, and Bulgaria, boats and men arrive. When will European capitals do something about that invasion? Or is it too late? I pray not, and I believe not. The men who fought and died here restored freedom to Europe. That freedom must be maintained by this generation of leaders and warfighters, or what they fought for was merely temporary. As our great president Ronald Reagan once said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. You don't pass it to the next generation in the bloodstream. It must be defended by each and every generation. We stand by our allies, and we expect our allies capable and ready to stand alongside us. The heroes of 1944 did that, and may we.
Secretary of War Hegseth at the D-Day ceremony in Normandy on Saturday. Now, Congressman Michael McCaul is softly criticizing Hegseth, saying this was not the time or the moment to make this kind of comparison. But I would venture to say that the continent of Europe has started two world wars, World War One and World War Two, and what we're seeing going on right now in Europe. Again, and we have the bloodlands, as is known, between Ukraine and Russia. That's an issue. And then, of course, the dangerous invasion of by many of the Islamic types that want to see a caliphate, want to conquer the West. So I think he's absolutely right for those brave heroes that died on that day in 1944 that we owe it to defend freedom at all costs. 743, traffic, weather on the threes. By the way, you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call right now, 410-922-6680, and reserve your spot to match wits with the entire panel here this morning. Good morning, Chuck. What's going on?
I'm going to tell you right now.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for asking. Brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. We're still backed up. We're kind of fluctuating a little bit here in the last 45 minutes, but 895 now is backed up right to the bridge at Moravia Road. So from there, going all the way into and then out of the Old Harbor Tunnel, 30 minutes from that point, 95 is backed up as well, back to between Moravia Road and the city-county line. From there, going through the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and then eventually south through the city to 95 Russell Street, 395, also at least 30 minutes for the traffic southbound there. We started out with a wreck 6 o'clock this morning in the left-hand lane on 895. That started all the backup, and we're still hurting. And then they had another big wreck on the Beltway, outer loop at Delaney Valley Road, the northeast corner of the Beltway. Still pretty slow through there. JFX should have been okay. There's a new wreck in the city at Clifton Park at Harford Road at 32nd Street. Then we had the wreck in Waverly. A pedestrian was struck at Greenmount at 25th. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Stop in and see Bernie's right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, sunshine today, 80. What a gorgeous morning. It is already 67 in Baltimore City. It is 69 in Stephenville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story. You will be the winner of WCBM merchandise. And our contestant here today, Tony in Pikesville. Good morning, Tony.
Morning, guys.
You want to go first, morning, second, third, or last?
I'll go second.
All right, here are your three stories. Story one, Democrats are targeting every move the Trump administration makes with lawfare. So it should come as no surprise, the new lawsuit in federal court seeking to stop next week's highly anticipated UFC fight on the White House South Lawn on Flag Day, President Trump's birthday. Story number two, a whistleblower is now claiming that at least 10 million votes for Joe Biden in 2020 were faked. They were inflated by mail-in ballots. Remember, Biden got 81 million votes. The whistleblower is now saying that these votes, 10 million of them, came from California. The LA Times reporting that the man ran the mail-in ballot operations for the Democrats for that entire election cycle. And story three, DC Comics has announced the introduction of transgender Wonder Woman, just in time for Pride Month. The comic follows the company's transgender character, Nia Nal, a.k.a. The Dreamer, as she and several other characters enter into an alternative reality where she, not Diana Prince, had become Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm. Should be a neat costume.
Yeah. Makes, oh, you, makes you wonder
if the tuck rule is
if she actually was a woman.
Is her, find is her out. Middle name... Is
story
it wonder, if it's a woman?
Yeah, if it's a woman, if it's a Wonder Woman.
Very good.
Wonder Woman question mark. All right, story one, leftist file 11th hour lawsuit to try to stop the Trump UFC fight. Story two, whistleblower says 10 million of Joe Biden's 81 million votes came from California. Story three, DC Comics with Wonder Woman. Okay. Huh. All right, we'll start with Maggie.
Of course you'll start with me. These are, I mean, all of these are very obviously.
We just want one that you think is fake. Not all of them, just one.
Well,
and let's go. It's getting dark.
All right. Easy, Junior. I'm going with number two because the numbers are weird.
The numbers are weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all. That's the best I can do. I'm sorry.
Are you hearing voices again?
No. They stopped. I told you.
All right. Maggie goes for number two. Tony.
Number two. It's probably 20 million.
All right. Kristen.
Yeah, again, they're all possible. I almost like to say number two. I do believe the 2020 election was stolen, but I didn't hear that specific.
And Chuck.
Data. Three.
Chuck goes for story number three. Nobody votes story number one. Yes, they're suing to stop the Trump UFC fight on the White House lawn. That should not surprise you. Story number two, the whistleblower claiming 10 million of the 81 million votes came from California is our fake news story of the day. So Tony and the ladies win. Unfortunately, Chuck.
Cool.
You know, you're still wondering about Wonder Woman.
But we have some lovely parting gifts. Some Lee Presso nails and a Broy Hill love seat.
And a free trip to the Bartenders Academy.
Shot. Take it across the bow there. Maggie.
Take it easy now, girl.
She went from Wonder Woman to Catwoman in one fell swoop.
You're one in a row now, so that's good.
Yeah.
All right,
out of
Tony,
how many?
We'll put you in. I'll tell you how to get your prize. Right. It's 7:49. See you in a minute, Chuck. It's 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. We're talking about Pete Hegseth, and they're saying that what he should not have said, what he said about the dangerous ideologies invading. And then, look, let's face it, the dangerous idea. It's not the ideologies. It's the dangerous ideology, and that is radical fundamentalist Islam. And that is the point. And this comes on the heels of the murder of Henry Nowak. Remember, we talked about that last week as well. And it's interesting that Vice President Vance also took a shot at the globalists on Friday, blasting European elites for refusing to stand up against, quote, the politics of self-hatred and the mass invasion of migrants, many of whom despise the West and the people who love it. Henry Nowak died the same way a civilization dies, abandoned, handcuffed by authorities who neither trusted nor cared for him, and accused of hate crimes he did not commit, end of quote. So the double whammy of Vance and Hegseth reminding the European our European allies how weak they have become. 7:50, 10 minutes now before the hour. You're listening to KC and Company. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the H-1B visa fraud. Top of the hour, Governor Moore signs an executive order establishing rights for illegal aliens. We'll explain. Stay with us here on KC and Company.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Brian, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000 and are serious about your retirement,
congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes update on Rush Hour here this Monday morning with Lugnuts Johnson.
Both the tunnels still sitting there with about a 25-minute delay at least. And again, we had earlier problems this morning on 895. Started at 6 o'clock with a wreck in the left-hand lane at O'Donnell Street. Never really recovered. So we're looking at those delays that go back anywhere from Marie V Road to back to Pulaski Highway. Different times it's moving up and back a little bit here and there. So at least 20, maybe 25-minute delays for the traffic through there. A little bit slow yet from Parkville into Towson. Again, there was an earlier wreck there at Delaney Valley Road. The inner and Green Spring is beginning to slow. Gets better as you start down the hill, moving south from there, eastbound, I should say, going from the JFX over towards 83. And then the west side outer loop delay, pretty solid there as you're going from 795 to Frederick Road. And now some inner loop slowing coming up through Edmondson Avenue and Route 40, working its way slowly towards the bridge up at I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Sunshine today. Gorgeous morning and going to be a gorgeous day. Low humidity, highs near 80. A little warmer tomorrow and then warming it back up in the 90s by Wednesday. Sunshine right now, 67 in Glen Burnie, and it is 66 in Middle River. Eddie says, won't matter when it comes to the election if the corruption in the state's election processes aren't fixed. Specifically, if the mail-in ballot problem isn't fixed, then no matter what is found or said, then Governor Moore will be governor again, akin to what we're seeing in California right now with both the L.A. mayor and governor's races. Playing softball with the enemy doesn't work. Requires fighting fire with fire. The only way to stop the enemy is to arrest them when a crime is found or deported. Well, the statute on the stolen valor has expired, so there won't be any arrests of Governor Moore. And that is, of course, and I just think we found out in the first year he ran, and I think the statute had run on that as well. So, we'll see. I just think that it's important to get all this information out there. And people keep asking, why would he do it? He's already, in the military, already was deployed. He was in a combat zone in Afghanistan. Why would you need to embellish? Because I'll tell you the truth, most of the veterans that I know, most of the soldiers that have been in combat, they don't talk about it freely. They don't embellish their medals or their time. In fact, most of them don't like talking about it. It's almost like pulling teeth when you ask them to describe their time. And, of course, among themselves, they certainly will share war stories, if you will. But this is done by people that have politics in mind. They think that they have a political future, and they think that having a Bronze Star and a combat action badge might actually embellish and make them, especially if they're a Democrat, it might burnish their credentials enough to where they get some crossover votes or whatever. So this guy was already plotting a political future while he was in the military, and that's the reason why I think he embellished.
And another place that he's been doubling down on bragging about this is all of his college graduation speeches he's doing, not just in Maryland. Most of them have been out of the state, in states like Pennsylvania, North Carolina. But I'm sure that's just a coincidence. They just invited him. But you're right. I mean, who, and it's bragging. Shouldn't you be encouraging the students that you're supposed to be inspiring and celebrating and talking to there? And instead, it's all me, and everything he did in combat. And he keeps telling all the same stories of being in combat. So it's just...
Yeah.
Well, the arrogance. You're right. You don't see that in normal veterans. Yeah. They're humble, and it's actually difficult to talk about. You're right. If you were actually in combat.
Well, we've seen before, we have had cases here in Maryland where people have embellished on their resume and they paid the consequences. They didn't get the job or they had to resign from the job because they lied about their job record or their careers. And there were consequences for telling lies and misrepresenting yourself on a resume. But this actually is considered a felony. And it is something that I know the left likes to call President Trump a felon, which is inaccurate, obviously. But here you have somebody that may, and I say may because he might be able to produce evidence to the other, contradict it, whatever.
Well, and they also like to call him a draft dodger. And, okay, right. So Trump wasn't in. And look, that was a very conflicting time during Vietnam. I don't blame anybody for anything they did because that was such a horrible thing to happen to that generation. But you're right. But they want to call Trump out for not serving. Now, okay, more served. And you're right. Anybody who goes in, you don't know what the risk is. There's always a risk wherever you are, whatever you are doing.
Yeah, so
I appreciate that. But you don't say later you were in danger.
Yeah, and then,
not,
and then
after the fact.
Then you put on, this is a serious position, White House fellowship application. It's not like you're applying to Walmart or to some local place. This is a serious position. And you're going to be rubbing shoulders with serious people, cabinet members, and so on. And you put something on that was not true. You lied about it on your application. That should be immediately disqualified.
So is it dumb? Is it arrogance that you think that something that's so easily checkable won't ever be checked? Or, again, as others have suggested, has someone helped him? Has this been like a grooming of a candidate told, just do it, we'll protect you, like an Obama-esque type of a candidate?
I think it's all of the above. I think you hit every single nail right on the head, Krista. Thanks. 7:59, if you're not ready for summer in your backyard cooking area, then you need to head over to Town Appliance and Owings Mills. Here's your chance to be the best outdoor griller in your neighborhood. You can choose from Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your backyard oasis. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, and both mayors will give you a shopping experience you won't soon forget. They'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you on or under budget. So don't miss out on these amazing summer grills right now. Visit townappliance.com for more information today. And mission accomplished. Yesterday, the wife and I went in, saw Mayor at Town Appliance, and we ordered our new refrigerator. So it'll be delivered at some point this week. So finally, after kitchen modifications and having to do some things with the water line and the whole nine yards, Mayor helped guide us through the whole thing. So happy to say, mission accomplished. Stick with us here on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. President Trump has been trying to get Israel and Iran to stop shooting at each other, but so far those pleas have fallen on deaf ears. Israel has been blasting Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon, and Iran has been firing missiles at Israel. Correspondent Laura Winter says Mr. Trump had been hoping to seal a peace agreement early this week.
President Trump on Truth Social this morning urging Iran to make a deal. This is the ceasefire broken, a real escalation in the Middle East between Iran and Israel on Sunday with missiles fired in both directions. The president writing, Israel and Iran must immediately stop shooting.
A half dozen people hurt in knifings at New York City's Penn Station. This happened last evening. A suspect is being held by police. Two suspects are being sought in a mass shooting at a busy street fair in Toledo, Ohio yesterday. 12 people injured, all stable, said to be improving. Police say the gunmen may have been targeting each other. The search for victims goes on in the southern Philippines. Powerful earthquake, magnitude 7.8, has killed at least 32 people, hundreds injured.
A few buildings collapsed and key infrastructure sustained quake damage in the city of General Santos, and tsunami damage was reported in at least one coastal village. Smaller waves were measured in Indonesia and as far away as southern Japan. Teresito Barcolcol, the director of the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology, says it's a major earthquake, warning people to seek advice before returning to damaged buildings. It was the strongest quake to strike the Philippines this year, centered at sea off Mindanao, the second most populous island in the region. According to Barcolcol, the quake occurred at a depth of 20 miles. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures 123 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Maybe this is you too. There's enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It is amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives. And MediShare has proven you can save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Over a million Americans are now part of healthcare sharing, and MediShare is the gold standard. It's trusted. It works. It's been helping people save money and have peace of mind now for 30 plus years. It's not some big impersonal thing either. It's a community of people like you helping each other. So yeah, if you're frustrated too, here's your chance to make a refreshing change. You'll notice the difference as soon as you call. They're easy to talk to. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a minor wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, Interloop, and Kenilworth Avenue. So with that, that backs up now towards I-95 and may back up even as far back as New Hampshire Avenue. So the bottom end of 95 and then turning on the inner loop from College Park and down towards Kenilworth. That's the reason for the backup there. Parkville side of the Beltway, still a bit slow. We had problems earlier. Now we had some slowing on the inner loop at Greenspring coming down the west side, which is normal. 795 to Frederick Road. And then the inner loop gets a little clogged up there coming up from Edmondson Avenue towards the bridge at I-70. JFX is still good. Both the tunnels still sporting anywhere from 20 to 25 minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a really nice day ahead of us with blue skies and sunshine and comfortable temperatures, highs close to 80 degrees, partly cloudy and pleasant tonight with lows in the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
70 degrees in Randallstown, 73 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Baltimore police are investigating a Sunday night shooting in the Northern District. Officers on patrol heard gunfire around 7:30 p.m. in the 4400 block of Park Heights Avenue. When police arrived, they found a man suffering from an apparent gunshot wound. The victim was taken to an area hospital for treatment, but there's no update on his condition. And a 41-year-old man who was shot on South Hanover Street over the weekend has died from his injuries. The shooting happened shortly before 1 a.m. Saturday, and he was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. Police say the shooting has been upgraded to a homicide investigation. Two other victims suffered gunshot wounds, and they were taken to hospitals for treatment. And an explosion that claimed the life of a Cecil County man Friday night. This incident happened on Walnut Grove Road in Elkton. Investigators say a 10-pound nitrous oxide cylinder was at the rear exterior of a recently purchased racing vehicle when it failed and exploded. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 785. The pick 4, 1962. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Moving on from the controversy in Toronto, the O's and Mariners will be tonight at Camden Yards with Chris Bassitt taking the hill at 6:35. Bassitt apparently is healthy despite experiencing a lower back tightness during his last start against the Red Sox. He did throw a bullpen session over the weekend and is on track to pitch tonight. He'll face a Mariners team that's 34-32 on the year. They're atop the American League West. Seattle had won 8 of 9 before losing 2 of 3 over the weekend in Detroit. Meanwhile, more from Ravens edge rusher Mike Green as the team prepares for its 2-day mandatory minicamp beginning tomorrow. Green talking about the defensive philosophy that head coach Jesse Minter imports to Baltimore.
He's known to run and structure a great defense that attacks the quarterback. So, you know, when he came over here and we're going over the philosophies and things like that, it lined up to what a lot of us bring to the table.
And finally, the controversy in Toronto that befell the Orioles was not the only one that occurred this past weekend.
Sidney Johnson still going after the referees. Now Sidney Johnson going to be escorted off of the court.
The WNBA's Washington Mystics head coach Sidney Johnson arguing a foul call. He wouldn't let it go. He was escorted off the court by Atlanta police. Johnson, who spent a significant period of his youth in Baltimore, had to be held back while arguing with officials. Johnson played high school ball at the now-defunct Towson Catholic High School and later was 2-time Ivy League Coach of the Year at Princeton. And by the way, the Atlanta Dream beat the Mystics 109-77. Coming up in 30 minutes, more from New York as the Knicks prepare to take on the Spurs. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer, Kristen Hagrid. Coming up in this hour, the president, of course, is still trying to cut a deal with Iran. We'll tell you the latest on that. We'll also take a look back at D-Day. On the 82nd anniversary of that over this past weekend. Officials condemning Jill Carter for making some anti-Semitic comments and asking the governor to discipline her in some way, shape, or form. Speaking of the governor, our top story here today is Governor Moore has signed an executive order for creating Immigrant Rights Protection Task Force. And on the release by the governor on Friday, saying today, Governor Wes Moore signed an executive order to create a 12-month statewide task force on immigrant rights protection. The task force brings together state agencies in partnership with the Office of the Attorney General, the Office of the Comptroller, and other state leaders to coordinate efforts to address the fraud and exploitation of immigrant Marylanders. Immigrants comprise approximately 17% of Maryland's population, nearly 22% of the state's labor force. And despite significant contributions to state's economic, social, and cultural life, many immigrant Marylanders have long faced discrimination and substandard services in areas such as legal services, employment, and in housing. The governor said, our immigrant communities contribute to the greatness of Maryland. I have made it clear that we will not stand by while bad actors prey on immigrants in our communities. In forming this task force, we are demonstrating by the unity and strength of our state when we join together against this injustice. My first question regarding this executive order is, if you're talking about legal immigrants, they already have the same protections and rights that pretty much law-abiding citizens of the state of Maryland already have. already enjoy. Again, you can't discriminate against anybody because they're an immigrant. And I'm just not sure what this task force is going to do, unless this is subterfuge for protecting illegal immigrants, the illegal aliens in the state of Maryland. And that's more, I think, conducive, or I should say, consistent with the governor's actions regarding ICE. First off, ending the formal agreements of the 287G programs. And then the Community Trust Act, which I've called the Community Distrust Act, the very end, which is going to be challenged in court, as you know, by at least 17 sheriff's departments. And this kind of fits all of the above approach for Governor Moore, that he is going to bend over backwards, not to help law-abiding citizens and voters of the state of Maryland, but this is the new dynamic, the new demographic that Democrats need to generate votes here in Maryland. And in California, I'm just wondering how many of those mail-in ballots in California were sent in by illegal aliens. And I wonder about the same thing starting later this week. Early voting begins this Thursday here in the state of Maryland through the, I think, for 1 week. And then the primary is on the 23rd, which is 2 weeks from tomorrow. So, but that's my main question here, is why was there a need to sign an executive order guaranteeing rights to a block of Maryland residents and voters that already have protection if they are here legally? 8:13, traffic, weather on the threes. Once again, the update that the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The backup on 895 has moved in just a bit again. It's been going back and forth between Erdman Avenue and Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road. Right now, it's around Erdman Avenue. It's moving a little better, a little more consistently now coming south. 95, a few gaps in the traffic, but basically you hit the backup at Moravia Road. You go from there to Eastern Avenue, O'Donnell Street, and eventually through the Fort McHenry Tunnel. But at least the good news is all the interchange here is open at 95, Russell Street, 395, the Sky Ramp coming north on 95 towards the convention center and into 395 is open and nothing major there. Even the Beltway now starting to settle down just a bit. Hopefully no late problems, but still busy. Parkville side through the inner loop through Pikesville, but even the backup at Greenspring is pretty much gone now. And then the outer loop is still busy. The inner loop got a little better as well, coming up from Edmondson Avenue up to Route 40 West and then eventually up to I-70. New wreck at Owings Mills. Heads up, might be a motorcyclist involved at Owings Mills Boulevard at Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Gorgeous morning. Sunny. A high today, 80. Upper 50s tonight. Partly sunny tomorrow. Mid 80s and then back in the 90s by midweek. And right now we're at 66 in the Millersville, 68 in Dundalk. And from the birthplace of our Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, our national anthem, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. It was on this day, June the 8th, 1789, that James Madison introduced the Bill of Rights in the U.S. House of Representatives. The Bill of Rights is the term used for the first 10 amendments to the Constitution of the United States. The debate over ratifying and drafting the Constitution was bitter. And many Americans had actually opposed the new form of government, particularly after a pamphlet written by George Mason was circulated. Mason, an anti-federalist, believed any constitution should have a Bill of Rights. Others, like James Madison, disagreed, saying it was unnecessary as the government only had powers as specified by the Constitution. After the ratification of the state of Massachusetts was put in doubt over the objections of the anti-federalists, the Federalists agreed to consider amendments related to the Bill of Rights. Though James Madison was originally a staunch opponent of the bill, in order to secure the Constitution's ratification and realizing the importance that citizens put on the bill, he put an amendment through Congress, which was introduced today. In 1789, the Senate changed the bill to include 12 amendments rather than 17, and later 10 of those 12 passed and thus were named the Bill of Rights. Famous amendments include the First Amendment: Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances, often invoked in debates about free speech. But I think the most important amendment is the Second Amendment. It says a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that is always invoked in the freedom of Americans and, of course, from the other side of the aisle about gun control. But remember, without that Second Amendment, the other amendments could not be, there's no teeth in it, really. You have to rely on the courts and the rest of it. So that, again, James Madison initially was opposed and came around to see the beauty and why the importance of the Bill of Rights on this day, June 8, 1789. That's Look at America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic. The office, relaxing. And you get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning. And that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
Yeah, I'll get your thoughts on the governor's executive order protecting immigrant rights, but who is protecting law-abiding citizens from the massive amounts of fraud that were being committed by Muslim Somalian refugees that were allowed into the country and defrauded people in Minnesota, in Ohio, in California? And let's not forget the Afghan refugees led in by Joe Biden as well. And we're going to come up next, the H-1B applicants from, again, a number of other foreign countries, 80% to 90%. Filed fraudulent documents or unqualified applicants, according to a whistleblower. So we'll talk about that coming up next. Your calls and comments as well. You're listening to Casey and Company. It is 8:20, and we'll take a look at that. Also, at the bottom of the hour, officials are now condemning Jill Carter for anti-Semitic comments. We'll take a look at that. And a little later on, John Rich has a new song out, relatively new. It's called The Man. And we're going to use it to commemorate the 82nd anniversary of D-Day. So stick with us there all the way to the top of the hour here on Casey and Company.
WCVM Baltimore.
Lori and Harmony Hall opened up a memory care program in their community, and I'm here with Victoria Rozier, Regional Sales Director. Tell us more about the program, Victoria.
Absolutely. So Lori and Harmony Park has a very unique feature in our memory care, and it's called a multi-sensory room. So a multi-sensory room is a space that is very unique because it actually is meant to de-escalate a resident who has what I like to call expressive behaviors. Expressive behaviors are when someone is getting escalated and they can't communicate the same way that you or I can just because their brain has had some sort of deterioration and their communication style is going to be different. So you'll see someone start to get upset, start maybe hitting a table or fidgeting. These are called expressive behaviors. A lot of places will use what's called a anti-psychotropic medication to try to de-escalate them. We want to try to use them minimally. And with that being said, we need to have a space to help use them less. And so studies have found that a multi-sensory room, if you bring them in, can be extremely calming. So it includes things like low lighting, bubble tubes, fidget toys, things like that can actually get out some of that energy. So that way they're not seeing as much expressive behavior from them. And these are typically used at a time of day called sundowning, usually later around like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's found to be extremely helpful in minimizing behaviors in residents and using less medication for them. If you have a loved one who you've seen this in and you want some more information, please feel free to take a look at our website. That would be LorianAssistedLiving.com. You can get some phone numbers for the community you're interested in or reach out to our chat bot and we'll follow up with you for more information.
And don't forget for the new memory park at Harmony Hall, log on to LorianAssistedLiving.com.
This is Larry Elder with an update on the next step in the 2026 Save Our State campaign. First, sign the petition at WCBM.com. Then, plan on voting early in person June 11th through June 18th at your early voting center. It's crucial to get out the vote, so try and take 5 voters with you. Remember, change can't happen by sitting at home, so do your patriotic duty. Our founding fathers would be proud. A vote to save our state is a vote heard round the world.
8:23, traffic weather on the threes again on this Monday morning rush hour. The update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, there's a wreck on the shoulder. Apparently, at one point, it was in the roadway on I-95 southbound. It's closer to 216. It's after Route 32. So, again, they're looking at it. And at one point, the report was all the lanes were blocked. And now, just looking at the camera shot here, it looks like everybody is off to the side. I can't really tell how many vehicles, but it looks like 3, maybe 4 involved. And there's a trooper there as well. So just the fact that that's there and it's kind of crowding the right lane. It's backed up to Route 32, not quite back to Route 175, but getting there. So if you're coming south of 32, if you want to make a little progress, you'll stay in the center and the left-hand lane's getting through there. But that's a pretty good-sized backup right now for the late ride to the Capitol Beltway. On the Capitol Beltway, there had been a minor wreck on the inner loop at Kenilworth Avenue, and at one point that was back up to the ramps at 95, and also for the southbound side of 95 going over to the inner loop, there was a delay there. Baltimore County reported about 15 minutes ago motorcyclists involved in the wreck at Owings Mills Boulevard at Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be mostly sunny today. Highs near 80, upper 50s for the low tonight. Right now, partly cloudy. Got some cloud cover. 69 in the city, 69 in Pasadena. Let's take a call from Herb in Baltimore. Good morning, Herb.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. I have 2 things that you guys are talking about this morning I'd like to touch upon real quick. Interfering with the ICE agents doing their job is exactly what Moore is trying to put into effect. And I think that if he's going to have a task force to see how he can help immigrants, it's fine if they are legal immigrants. But if he puts a task force together that's going to help people here illegally do anything, because then everything they do after they get here illegally should be a crime. They shouldn't be able to do anything. If he's going to put a task force to do that, I think the federal government should put a task force together with the ICE agents and have them arrest everybody who helps illegal immigrants. And I mean everybody, including governors, mayors, any congressmen, any senators, any state senator or congressperson, anybody who helps these people, because it is illegal to help somebody do an illegal act, especially if you were voted into office to help the American citizen. You're not voted into office to help illegal people do illegal things. They are illegally here doing illegal crimes. I'm not saying the people are illegal, but what they are doing once they get here illegally, everything they do is illegally. The other thing is with the voting, I think that we should really stress upon this a lot. Just take, for round numbers, Baltimore County. Say Baltimore County has 100,000 registered voters, and the next voting cycle, we get 100,020 people that voted. Well, obviously, there's fraud. That should automatically go into a lockdown. Those votes should be sealed, not counted yet, until they can be audited and find out where the fraud is, whose side the fraud is on and whose side it's not. Because it is 100% fraud. Even if you end up, if you only have 100,000 voters and you have end up with 100,001, fraud is committed somewhere. And more than likely, you're never going to get 100,000 people, especially you're not going to get 100,000 and over if you only have 100,000 voters. It should be automatically set up to deal with the fraud that has been committed. And anybody who helped commit that fraud, from the person who is counting the votes to the person who helped set it up, they all should be arrested and prosecuted for crimes against the country. That's my point.
Well, you do make.
I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, Herb, yeah, I do. And thanks so much for the call. You make some excellent points. Let me address one by one. Go right down the list that you raise here. One is why do we need a task force, which is going to, you know, who's paying this task force? How much money is it going to cost? We're already behind the eight ball on many of our expenses here in the state of Maryland on legal immigrants. They're already protected by all the laws that protect the United States law-abiding citizens here in Maryland and elsewhere. So that just basically, I don't believe for one second this is the intent, the true intent of this executive order. Number two, the illegals that are getting these protections. Yeah, anybody that's aiding and abetting illegal aliens, and the fact that they're staying in this country, if they're hiring them, if they're housing them, they are aiding and abetting, which, by the way, is against them. Now, if you don't like the law, change the law. But those are the laws of the United States. We can't cherry pick which laws we want to follow and which ones we don't. And so until you start, frog marching, Democrat politicians and some Republicans who are also right up there, until you start frog marching them into the jails, they're never going to take it seriously. And finally, on the voters, we have been talking about this for years. Duplicate voters, dead voters, illegal alien voters. The voter rolls must be purged. Here in Maryland, we do not do that. We repeat, do not do it. And it's so sad that it ruins the integrity and sanctity of all of our votes. Rescue Natural Supplements, want me to remind you, it's a great time right now for all your favorite supplements to buy one and get one at 90% off. I like to say buy one, get one almost free, because at 90% off, that's a great deal. Use the coupon code BRIGHT90. You can save on omega-3s. You can save on sleep aids, weight loss aids. You can save on men's and women's supplements for vitamins and keep you going throughout the day to restore your health, repair your health, or maintain your health for that matter, whether it's the rescue probiotics or some of the some of the fiber, which I know Maggie really enjoys that most of all. So check them out today. Use the coupon code BRIGHT90. Buy one, get one 90% off. Use that coupon code BRIGHT90, 1-800-26-ALIVE, or at res-q.com. 8:30, time for an update, and here's Maggie Hunter.
Hey, you seem to be calling on it first, so obviously it's a concern. Anyway, here are the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. An explosion claimed the life of a Cecil County man Friday night. The incident happened on Walnut Grove Road in Elkton. Investigators say a 10-pound nitrous oxide cylinder was at the rear exterior of a recently purchased racing vehicle when it failed and exploded. The force of the explosion critically injured 33-year-old drag racer Thomas Logue, who was taken to a hospital where he later died. Logan's wife suffered minor injuries during the incident. Investigators say elevated temperatures may have contributed to the incident by causing the liquid nitrous oxide to expand rapidly and exceed the structural limits of the cylinder. Baltimore County Police continue to search for the suspect who shot and killed a driver at the York Road Circle in Towson on Friday. Police say 22-year-old Towson University student Nasir Majid was traveling northbound when someone in another vehicle shot him. The suspect continued to drive northbound following the shooting. Police arrived at the site within minutes, and Majid was taken to a hospital where he later died. Towson University says the campus joins Nasir's family, friends, and loved ones in mourning during this difficult time. Support for students is available through the university's counseling center.
And Anthony Brown has joined a multi-state coalition in sending a microplastics comment letter to the Environmental Protection Agency. Brown and the others are urging the EPA to continue monitoring and studying the extent and impact of microplastics in drinking water. The comment, signed by 14 attorneys general, follows action last fall by governors who petitioned the EPA for action on microplastics. There's a growing body of research indicating that microplastics can harm human health, and exposure can occur through a variety of pathways, including drinking water. 8:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We're living through a monetary crime scene, and your IRA or 401k is a key victim. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. In 1971, gold was $35 an ounce. After the dollar was cut loose from it, inflation soared. And in just 9 years, gold hit $850. People who diversified into precious metals survived and thrived. Today, we're in a worse position because we face inflation and massive debt. Fortunately, gold is still an option. My trusted friends at Birch Gold Group can help you own gold inside your retirement account. Plus, you pay zero penalties on the transfer. Start now by getting a free info kit on gold. Text the word SHELTER to 989898. We're facing the same monetary chaos as the 70s with significantly more debt. Get your free info kit from Birch Gold. Just text SHELTER to the number 989898.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new delay on I-97 if you're going south towards Annapolis and you're going down through Benfield Boulevard. I don't quite see the wreck, but I see the impact already. So if you're coming south from New Cut Road and through there, you're going to hit this backup right at Benfield. It looks like it's just south of the ramp at Benfield. And before you get down to the bottom of the hill before Route 32, there's a pretty good sized backup developing here already. So really watch for the break lights as you're going south from New Cut Road. I-95 in Howard County also being delayed. There's an accident on the right side between Route 32 and Route 216. You'll have brake lights before the interchange at Route 32 as you're traveling south through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a really nice day ahead of us with blue skies and sunshine and comfortable temperatures, highs close to 80 degrees, partly cloudy and pleasant tonight with lows in the upper 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's had their chances, but you could say that one was stolen from them yesterday at Rogers Center on a controversial no-call by umpire Nick Lentz, allowing Blue Jays second baseman Ernie Clement to stay on second base after eluding a tag from Gunnar Henderson by veering out of the base pass. The non-call opened the floodgates to a 5-run six and a 6-4 loss to the Jays. After the game, manager Albanez was asked the explanation he was given for the no-call.
Explanation was that the runner established a baseline outside of, like, his running path.
Okay, no one knows what that means, obviously, including Gunnar Henderson.
I have zero clue what he was thinking there. I mean, said he established his lane outside the, or established his lane, but I don't think you can do that when you're halfway down the baseline. And when I make an attempt to tag and you run another 5 feet out of the way.
Either way, tonight the Birds open a 4-game set at home against the Mariners, who had their own problems, actually, yesterday in Detroit.
Line drive!
Jason Benetti with the call on Detroit Sports TV. Kevin McGonigal, the rookie phenom, with a walk-off two-out, two-run single in the bottom of the ninth, lifting Detroit to the 5-4 win over Seattle, slowing the Mariners' roll as they come to Camden Yards, who had won 8 of their previous 9. Meanwhile, Saturday on the women's side of the French Open at Roland Garros Stadium.
It's Mira's moment!
Andreeva.
Eight-seeded 19-year-old Mira Andreeva downing the Cinderella story. 114-seeded Maya Walinska in straight sets, 3-2. Andreeva also walking away with $3.2 million and her first Grand Slam title. Knicks and Spurs tonight at Madison Square Garden. Must-see TV at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Knicks on the hunt for their first title in 53 years since 1973. And speaking of that, how about this? From national sports pundit Stephen A. Smith on what former St. Francis Academy in Maryland basketball star Derek Queen brings to the NBA.
First of all, he's got a magnetic smile. You got to remember, Irvin Magic Johnson, you think about it, the NBA was on tape delay until Irvin Magic Johnson arrived with his smile. The skills help, but he arrived with his smile. We saw what this brother could do in the NCAAs. We saw what you did in Maryland. We didn't forget. You know what I'm saying? But then you came to the pros and you showed that those skills were legit in the whole bit. But
all right, smile aside for a minute here. Derek Queen does bring legit skills to the NBA. And finally, good luck today to 16-year-old Calvert Hall sophomore Landon O'Hara as he tees off at 9:05 this morning at Woodmont Country Club in Rockville. On the line is a spot in the 126th U.S. Open later this month. O'Hara will be one of 77 participants for a grueling 36-hole day. The time now is 8:37 when we return the incredible sports week about to unfold.
This is Sheriff Jeff Gaylor, and here in Harford County, we take a zero-tolerance approach when it comes to people who can't follow the law. We have a history of ICE partnerships, and this is how we have kept crime at historically low levels. And as long as I'm your sheriff, that approach will continue. So if you're a criminal, I'm not asking for your vote. I am asking that you set your destination for a place that is not Harford County, because you are not welcome here. For everyone else, I ask for your vote on June 23rd. I'm Sheriff Gaylor, and I approve this message.
Authority, committee to elect Jeff Gaylor, Andrew Amish, treasurer.
Kind of an odd comment there from Stephen A.
I mean, look, he was, you know, they would call him Magic. I mean, Magic Johnson, it was magical. His skills were what were magical to me. I mean, and the smile, I, you know, added to it, but I don't think you get drafted or the NBA puts you on television just because you have a great smile.
The sad thing for Derek Queen is he is going to be, if it all holds, one of the best big men in the league. But with Victor Wembanyama doing what he's doing for San Antonio, it's all going to be overshadowed.
He might be deported tonight, though, with Trump in
that's the other thing, by the way. Imagine what happens with that, you know, when they start checking everybody that comes into that game tonight. Speaking of that, how about this for a week, okay? Tonight, you've got the Knicks and the Spurs, and it's going to be a crazy Madison Square Garden. Then tomorrow night, and then possibly later on during the week, and then you will later on during the week, have the Stanley Cup final continue, Vegas and Carolina. You've got the World Cup beginning later.
This week, right?
Yeah, this week, June 11th, it'll be in Mexico, the first game, and then the U.S. plays against Paraguay on Friday here in this country, and then the UFC fight at the White House, like it or not, believe in it or not, whatever, that's coming up on the 14th.
Well, there's a group suing to stop it.
Exactly. This is just going to be an incredible week all over the sports landscape.
I would think the UFC fight would be much more interesting if we could actually pair politicians against one another instead of the MMA fighters, you know?
Red against blue, D against R.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Make it interesting.
So wait, so you're suggesting that instead of the baseball game that they play every year at Nats Park?
The congressional softball?
Softball. No,
it's baseball.
It's baseball. To replace that with a fight.
Yeah. I think blow some steam, you know?
So who would be on the undercard and who would be, like, the premier match?
Well, you have to have people that are, you know, there's somebody that are older wouldn't be able, like, Pelosi's shot. She can't fight anymore.
She can't do that. Yeah, I'd like to see AOC in the ring.
Yeah, AOC could probably. Who would you put against AOC? Well, maybe APL. I think that's a great.
That's
Ana
a great
Paulina
match.
Luna versus AOC would be a great match. And I think APL would just mop the floor with her because she's a veteran. She was Air Force, I think.
She would teach her a thing or two.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, you know what? We have to come up with this.
All right, we'll come up with some.
I'm going to put my thinking cap on.
Okay, which is always a dangerous exercise for us here on the show.
Oh, God. You're absolutely right. Especially for me because my thinking cap is so small.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
It's kind of flesh colored. Mine too.
That's all I have left. Right.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah. Appreciate that. 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. When Baltimore Inspector General Isabel Mercedes Cumming recently shared a video with an AI-generated thumbnail of Mayor Scott, his administration they deemed it was racist. It was offensive. And this from an editorial over the weekend in the Baltimore Sun. City officials wasted no time condemning that video. The mayor's office filed an ethics complaint. Senate President-elect Bill Ferguson and other prominent Democrats publicly denounced the post. Cumming issued a two-paragraph apology within days, but the episode dominated local political conversation for weeks. Now, last month, former State Senator Jill Carter, who serves on the Maryland State Board of Contract Appeals, posted a comment on Facebook suggesting that leaders of the Orthodox Jewish community were working to control the politics of a majority black legislative district and asking who controls the so-called media. These are textbook anti-Semitic tropes, invoking ancient conspiracy theories dressed up as electoral language, posted publicly by someone Governor Westmore appointed to an adjudicatory role in December of 2024. As of this weekend, Governor Moore has not condemned the remarks. Mayor B.S. has not spoken. Electric Bill Ferguson, who found his voice very quickly, by the way, when the Inspector General was the offender, has been remarkably silent. And that silence now is a given choice. And given that Carter spent many years in the Maryland General Assembly, it's not hard to see her political connections doing their quiet work here. So, again, what they're denouncing in this op-ed is the double standard. The double standard that Isabel Cumming can post a thumbnail, which is immediately branded racist, and in come the Democrat victims and the crying choir, and they basically say, oh, got to take it down, takes it down and apologizes. But anti-Semitic tropes and comments and conspiracy theories can be allowed to exist in an official state job, by the way, from a former senator. And I'm just saying, if you're going to be consistent, I think it should go across the board, whether it's a racist or whether it's anti-Semitic or whether it's anti-Christian, whatever it is. Let's be consistent here in Baltimore and the state of Maryland. But that's the Democrat Party for you. 8:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update. The king of all traffic is back at it once again. Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, southbound 95, the wreck was between Route 32 and Route 216. So that was pretty much off to the side at one point. Had a lot of the lanes blocked southbound. So a very quick backup on 95. Some of the overflow traffic apparently is over here on the BW Parkway, because southbound right here at Route 32, it's jammed up there. There's also a report of an accident on Route 32 right at the BW Parkway. So I think some of this is the overflow traffic that is heading south to get away from that backup on 95. That would make sense that they would go over to that area. The wreck on I-97 southbound near Benfield is now on the shoulder. That may help us out a little bit there for the traffic south from New Cut Road. There was a report there may be a vehicle fire, and I looked at it, saw a vehicle stopped on I-95 southbound well before the overpass at Joppa Road and White Marsh Boulevard through there. Vehicle on the right side. I didn't see any smoke or flames or anything, but the fire department said they were going to stop by and check on that. And then we had some late slowing around the Beltway, but nothing major. Finally started to clear out, and we finally started to settle down. Looks a lot better in the last 20 minutes. Still some slowing, but not a big backup right now. We're clearing out nicely southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Monday. Sunshine abounds today in a high of 80 tonight, upper 50s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, mid-80s, and then climbing back into the 90s by Wednesday or so. 75 right now under partly cloudy skies in Annapolis, 67 in Reisterstown. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance. A family in Oklahoma took in a stray cat that later gave birth to five kittens, but when they looked closer, they realized that the sixth kitten wasn't actually a kitten. The mother cat was caring for this other creature alongside her own litter. Here's Kathy Price talking about the diverse litter that she discovered.
I went outside to see. I said, there's a cat out there. I opened the door to bring her some cat food, and she ran in the house. She was obviously pregnant. We came out to find five little kittens. And my husband said, how many kittens did she have? And I said, five. He said, there's six in here. And I looked and said, That's a bunny. Cats are famous for being such good mothers and that they will frequently adopt. Another kitten that doesn't have a mom or a puppy or a rabbit or a rat. And I said, thank God it wasn't a rat.
Have you seen these videos before where dogs and deer befriend one another? I think it was one I saw with a bear cub over the weekend. And they just, for some reason, pop up on my feed. And I said, this bear cub, and then it was injured, and the family took it in and nursed it back to health. And the mother bear showed up at the back window looking for her cub. And they let the cub go, and mom and cub, everybody's happy. Crazy, isn't it? All right, that's our feel-good news segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. They have over 70 top brands to choose from, and it's the absolute best place to pick up a window air conditioner or wall unit. They have top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer are always there to help you find the perfect appliance at the best price for your exact needs and wants. Take advantage of their flexible financing options today. Visit townappliance.com for more information.
WCBM Baltimore.
847. All right, Scott Pelley, CBS 60 Minutes, alleged journalist, very biased, very slanted to the left. Well, he got fired by the new head of CBS, Barry Weiss. Barry Weiss is a liberal, but she's not a crazy off the, you know, charts liberal. She is a journalist. She does care about making sure that it's not so much that it's balanced, but that it's fair. Okay? And so they've changed the direction of 60 Minutes, and Scott Pelley then saying that she murdered the show. So, I mean, that's your boss. You publicly say that you murdered her show. That's insubordination. Of course you're going to get canned for something like that. And so he got fired. So now he's going on this sympathy tour with all these podcasters and other journalists. And he hit a new low. I think this kind of borders on stolen valor. When the disgraced ex-60 Minutes host likened himself to a war hero in this wide-ranging interview with the New York Times. And he almost breaks down and loses it. You know, he tears up and starts crying. I mean, these journalists, they just think they're so important. This elite self feeling of self-aggrandizement and importance. Here's Scott Pelley recounting the story of him being in combat.
He also said you were part of this gang of stupid, crooked people that don't care about your country.
Stupid, I can take that. Stiff, yeah, probably. Don't care about the country? I've never worn the uniform.
Obviously.
But I've been in combat for this country. In Afghanistan and Iraq, Kuwait. Been shot at. Spent nights in foxholes, filling up with water in the desert. I'm not aware that the President of the United States has ever done any of those things for his country. Please correct me if I'm wrong. You become a journalist because you love the First Amendment. You become a journalist because you love the country. And while all the other descriptions that the president used about me might be applicable, not that one.
Here it comes. Listen.
There is no democracy without journalism. It can't be done. And that is why I am a journalist.
All right, Scott Pelley, fighting back tears. First off, the combat claim, I don't know. Somebody's going to have to fact check him on that, whether he was actually. I don't doubt it. If you're covering wars, that you could possibly be fired. But I was in combat. And for President Trump, he says, I'm not aware of the president ever done any of it. He was shot at, for God's sake. They almost killed him.
Exactly.
Trump hasn't been in danger. Trump hasn't made sacrifices for this country.
100% he has. And then he says there's no democracy without... No, there's no constitutional republic without a free press. And we do not have a free press.
No.
Notice the president uses that term when he talks about journalists. He uses the term free press, and he does it on purpose. Because the free press is no longer a free press. It's controlled by the corporate, drive-by, state-run media.
Correct. And everybody should know, I don't know who's more arrogant, the media, the journalists, the drive-by media, or the people that run our board of elections. They all think they're God and they're the protector of democracy when they're the most corrupt. And people should know this is the attitude. I'm not saying every single person, but this is overall the attitude, even in your local newsrooms in town. Just so you know, they might not show it on the air and you might think that they're bipartisan or they don't care or blah, blah, blah. No, they all think they're God.
It's says someone who actually worked in those local newsrooms.
I'm scarred for life.
Thanks, Kristen. Great point. 8:51. Back to John Riches as we remember the 82nd anniversary of D-Day.
Baltimore County faces rising costs, higher taxes, crowded classrooms, and increased violent crime. We do not need more political promises. We need change in Baltimore County. We need Patrick Dyer as Baltimore County Executive. Patrick Dyer will lower our taxes, support our police, and make our communities safe. Patrick Dyer will bring transparency back to government. Vote for safer streets and a stronger economy. Vote Patrick Dyer for Baltimore County Executive.
Authority, Citizens for Patrick Dyer, Dwayne Verderam, Treasurer.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Is your roof old, leaking, or damaged? Peak Custom Remodeling is taking 25% off all roofing projects now through June 15th. Peak is a CertainTeed premier credentialed roofing company, meaning their team maintains strict standards for installer training and product knowledge. This means Peak is able to offer warranties backed by CertainTeed and peace of mind that no other roofer in Maryland can. Call 443-988-PEAK or go to peakcustomremodeling.com for 25% off roofing. That's 443-988-7325.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up to the minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, so the BW Parkway is improving now, Route 32. That's because the traffic now has loosened up a little bit over on 95 at Route 32. There was a wreck there between Route 32 and Route 216. So the backup on the parkway is pretty much gone. There's a little slowing yet on 95 south at 32, but it's trying to get better now. The vehicles had cleared the scene. Also, the wreck that was on I-97 southbound after Benfield gone, and the backup is also gone now from New Cut Roads. So we're making some progress through the area. Nothing major now with the Harbor Tunnels and that one late accident. That was about 35 minutes ago. Was a motorcyclist involved. Heads up there at Owings Mills Boulevard at Reisterstown Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 says it was sunny today, highs near 80, and right now we're a nice, really nice morning. 63, a little bit windy in Ocean City. It's 70 in Parkville. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We are doing A-OK.
Well, we got lots to talk about
today. Yes, we do.
Very violent weekend in Baltimore County and Baltimore City. We're going to get into all of those. You know, it was so confusing this morning. I was kind of checking out the triple shooting that happened in Federal Hill. And then I realized there were three triple shootings altogether. I kept thinking there were just two because of what happened on Milford Mill Road with the Baltimore County Police Officer.
Right.
But there was another one as well. So we're going to get into all those details. Obviously, I was very upset on Friday, not just because of the Towson shooting, but also because Governor Wes Moore announces that he's putting together an immigration task force.
Yes, immigrant rights task force.
Immigrant rights. Right. Yes, because they are missing rights somehow, some way. And I, you know, it's interesting because they never mentioned whether it's illegal immigrants or legal immigrants.
No, we know it's got to be illegal because legal immigrants already have the same rights as everybody
else. Exactly. But, you know, some people read it as, oh, wow, yes, immigrants. the grid standing out. And it's like, no, these are not the same thing. Sorry, I've been sneezing all morning. These
are
not
the same things. Allergies are bad.
I know. It's really bad. These are not the same things. And I think they're, you know, obviously trying to muddy the waters because they want people to believe that it is the same. Also, at 10:30, we'll be joined by the Carroll County Republican candidate, a Republican candidate for state's attorney. Did you see the AI video with Kamala Harris? Yep. Well, we will play that AI video. We'll make sure we warn people that it's AI.
Right.
But George Soros is going to join us at 10:30 a.m.
Not George Soros, but different spelling.
Yes. We've got to make sure we... is it Soros or Soros as well? I thought it was Soros.
I think it's Soros.
Okay, good. Yeah, good. Yeah. You know, I never
get that
right.
Should be.
But yeah, so much to work on up next.
All right. Kim Klasick Live. On Saturday was the 82nd anniversary of D-Day. And you can't begin to fathom the incredible courage and bravery that the men that all faced, being gunned down in their landing craft on the beaches of Normandy, some never even making the cliffs. But again, the boys at Pointe du Hoc, the Army Rangers, I think they started with 70. They were 70 strong. They may have ended up with less than 20 that got up the cliffs that day. I mean, it was just incredible. That bravery, and that was the turning point, or the beginning of the turning point of the war in Europe. So John Rich has a song out called The Man. I thought we'd play a portion of it for you here this morning in honor and memory of the brave men that stormed the beaches of Normandy on D-Day, June 6, 1944.
Thompson gun. Well, he stormed a lot of beaches, slept in jungles with the leeches. He saw things a young man should never see. And when they shot him in the shoulder, he got back up and he marched forward, left a lot of brothers dead in Kwajalein. German living under the flag of Japan. If it wasn't for the good Lord and the man.
That's John Rich. It's called The Man. It's just a portion of the entire song. It's well worth your time as we remember the brave soldiers, sailors, etc. Of the D-Day invasion, 82nd anniversary over the weekend. Law Offices Michael A. Friedman, there for you 24/7. Again, if you're a serious accident resulting in serious injury, you do need serious legal representation. And there's no one better, in my humble opinion, than Michael. And you know which attorneys you're getting. You're getting Michael or Stephen or Rachel Alpert or Friedman. This is not a huge firm. You're just going to be another number, another client. Get lost. You have no idea who your attorney is. You get personalized, customized, holistic approach to legal representation. They take care of everything. All you do is make the call, and that's it. Nothing else to worry about except getting better. Your recovery is priority number one at the Law Offices of Michael A. Friedman. Everything they do there is designed with that in mind. Check them out, maflaw.com, and tell them I sent you. See you tomorrow morning at 6. Until then, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.